Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, squad? Welcome back to another episode of the Trash Taste Podcast. I'm Joey and I'm with the boys.
And you well, that was the most depressing intro we've had yet.
what do you mean?
I'm with the boys.
Yeah.
Like a bit more build up than
didn't you even have any pre-talk there? We just like
hey
just,
guys!
I didn't even know we were recording. I was like, oh wait, is the lights on? Are we rolling? Are we rolling?
I prefer like Dora the Explorer energy as opposed to Clockwork Orange energy.
You want Dora the Explorer energy? Yeah. All right, I'll give you Dora the Explorer energy.
Hey everybody, it's time for Trash Taste Podcast. Are you ready?
Hold on, I need
good.
I need a bit more time for this coffee to sink in from these amazing mugs that we're drinking
that
out of right now.
A Trash Taste mug?
Well, we've already been promoting them by this point, but we are actually drinking out of them.
Yeah, we're drinking out of them for once.
And they have these are the first batch though, so the lid's a little too big. But the ones that you guys will be drinking from won't have a big ass lid.
Yeah, it will be the lid will fit a lot better. But I really like these mugs. We've already promoted them. You already know what we're talking about.
We don't know how good or bad it did. But we're just like
maybe everyone hates them, and this is like a poorly aged.
Poorly aged episode. But it's been roughly 2 weeks, I think, since we all gathered last time.
Yeah, it feels a lot longer. Yeah. Like 2 weeks without the boys, Jesus. I don't know how I went so long without seeing you guys so often before we moved to Japan. Like, well, it just feels like a part of my life has just like been taken away from me just because I didn't record a podcast.
Because I think last time I saw Connor, we were getting our second shot.
Yeah, on my birthday.
Yeah, which felt like a month ago.
Yeah, that was like a week ago though.
God, how fucked were you guys for the second shot?
I was very sick.
Can we just talk about that?
Sick. Yeah, yeah.
The 5G.
Yeah, the 5G.
So for the record, we got Moderna shots.
Yeah.
So did you guys feel anything for the first shot?
Well, I had that like lower back pain.
Oh yeah, we did
for
talk
some
about
reason.
That, didn't we? Yeah.
And I was like obviously like, you know, the arm that we got the shot hurt like sore. A motherfucker. But for some reason, only Aki and I got this like really bad lower back pain for some reason.
I got it on the second dose.
You got it on the second dose?
Yeah, my lower back was hurting all
doesn't
day.
Didn't it feel like someone just like drop kicked you in the back?
It was more of like an uncomfortable. Like someone was like poking my back constantly and I couldn't get it. I don't know why. It was
mine was like if someone was like fucking doing that to my lower back just constantly. It's like maybe when
you and Aki are sleeping, she wakes up and just does like WrestleMania. And then vice versa when
just like practices elbow drops as I'm sleeping.
Yeah, like Lady Bear just invades your dream and just like
maybe you passed Lady Bear in the hallway. You know?
Yeah, like, could be. This Chad kind of energy pulled my back out.
It's like Nightmare on Elm Street, right? Like anything he does in your dreams just like affects you in real life.
Freddy Krueger just came out from the bed, stabbed me in the
back.
I
had a fantastic birthday celebrating by being sick. It was a beautiful birthday.
You're like because we all shared on like our line message that we have, like what the temperature of everyone's was.
Yeah.
Yours was through the fucking roof. You were like, you were like 39 degrees.
Yeah,
I was like, is this
like 39?
Is this the last time I'm going to see this
39?
Man?
Like,
that's what
I got to. Oh, fuck. I didn't realize it went that high.
It was like actually dangerous levels.
Yeah, but I didn't feel like I was sick when I woke up. When I woke up, I was like, wow, it's kind of hot, isn't it?
Oh, really?
It's a little bit spicy in here.
It's kind of what a fever is, you know?
Well, I didn't particularly feel bad. I've had fevers before where I felt really sick and I didn't feel good. But this one, I was just like, wow, I'm just really hot.
Oh, really?
Wow. And then I got out of bed and I went to check my temperature and I was like, oh, it's high.
Yeah.
It's high.
Oh, I'm cooking from the inside. That's probably why.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go and get some energy drink from the store. Not energy drink. I like Gatorade or whatever, you know, just like the generic water.
I was about to say, Red Bull is probably not the best thing to be drinking on a fever.
It's literally just any drink that's water featuring sugar. One of those drinks.
Like Pocari Sweat.
Yeah. And I got it. And then by the time I got home, I was like, okay, no, I actually think I feel sick now. I think I feel pretty shitty.
Yeah.
And so I didn't do anything.
I think it's the opposite for me. I immediately woke up and like all of my joints were just aching like crazy. But it was weird because I checked my temperature and I only had like 37 or something. So I only had like a slight fever, but man, my bones were just rattled.
Yeah, it was really weird for me because I woke up and I felt like completely fine. I woke up to like, we have like a group chat where like all the staff members of Trash Taste were just like, are we recording today? And everyone posted that temperature and we're like, no, we're definitely not recording today. No, that's not a thing that's happening. And then I took my temperature and mine was just like 37 on the dot. And I was just like, yeah, I feel completely fine. And got up, started doing work, be like, oh, these guys just have weak immune systems. Imagine having weak immune systems. Then a fucking like 2 o'clock rolls over, seeing how my computer, I'm like, oh, I'm getting chills. What's happening here? What's happening there?
Serves you right.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went from like being completely fine to just like having the worst headache and just probably just having the flu. So I'm just like, man, this vaccine's got hands, man. It's fucking it's fucking fighting, man.
This is a bit delayed, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it was a bit delayed. So like, yeah, in the end, I woke up completely fine. And then for like most of the day after 2 p.m., I was just completely bedridden.
Yeah, oh yeah. How long were you guys in bed for?
I don't know. I was watching the Olympics. I was, you know, just chilling.
Oh yeah.
Just watching. Mm-hmm. People do sports, and I was like, "Wow, that could be
I
me."
Still
that could be me right
I still
now.
Haven't seen anything from the Olympics except the opening ceremony. I saw that because we had like a little viewing party at our place.
Yeah,
because one of our friends really wanted to see the opening for some reason. And to be fair, it's probably like the most interesting part of the Olympics, honestly.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that.
I mean, if you're not into sport, right?
I feel like you don't even need to be into sport to be into the Olympics.
I like sport.
Good storylines, you know, it's a story.
I mean, true. But like, I think for like the majority of people who aren't into sport and don't care about the Olympics, the opening and ending ceremony are probably like the two biggest highlights of like the scene.
I
guess. You know?
I don't really care about sports in general. I don't know why. Something about the Olympics is just fun. It's something where there's just sport that's on all day and it's changing constantly between events. So you don't have a chance to get bored. Like when I've been watching like, you know, I might be watching the cycling for too long. I'm like, all right, okay. But then next the boxing comes on. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Oh. And then you know, it keeps changing. And then like, okay, now you're like, what the fuck's going on? Like, what is actually,
right.
Who is winning?
I mean, yeah, for me, the Olympics is, I've never been really too interested in the Olympics. It's probably one of my least favorite sporting events just because there's a bit too much going on for me. Like, at least, like, no, because we talked about-
favorite sporting events.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about storylines.
What's worse than the Olympics?
What's worse than the Olympics?
Every other sporting event.
I don't know.
Better than the Olympics?
What's better than the Olympics? Well, I like most major sporting events when they're
league
like a build
doesn't
up.
Count.
League does
count. Dude, league does count. I fucking love league the league finals.
What are you, my fucking dad? Yeah. What is this?
Video games ain't sport.
What am I listening to?
Like, I love the World Cup. I love the Euros. I love the Rugby World Cup as well. It's just like, it's for me, it's easier to follow along the storyline if just there's just like one event or one tournament going on.
Right.
With the Olympics, it's just like, what stage are we at? What sport is this? I've never even heard of this sport. What the fuck is handball? How do I get invested in handball when I don't even know the fucking rules of handball?
It's tennis against the wall.
I totally agree with you. And so I could have watched it on Japanese TV. Problem is that I don't understand fully what's being said all the time.
Yeah.
And I feel like I realized when watching it on Japanese TV, I'm like, wow, actually like knowing who the people are and why I should give a shit is actually really important.
Oh yeah.
I thought just being able to leave it on the background, that'd be entertaining.
I mean, that's the whole point of commentators, right?
Right. And I realized, I got my VPN and I watched it on the British, website.
Did you use ExpressVPN?
I did use ExpressVPN.
Hell yeah.
I was watching with the British commentary and the commentary was really good. And it was, I didn't realize how much it added to it because there was some commentary that had me like actually dying, like laughing. Like I think the British rowing team didn't win like any gold medals.
Right.
And one of the commentators just couldn't hold back. He was so pissed off. And he was like, the absolute state of British rowing. We invested £27 million in British rowing and we didn't get a single gold medal. And it was just like live on TV, like right after they just lost. And it's like, he's just going in. He's like, no chill.
Shit.
And I felt embarrassed. I'm like, imagine you're the rowers that made this guy on BBC go off on one. Just like go on a tirade.
Legendary.
This is like all the other good sports I don't know anything about. Like taekwondo, I don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
But the commentators help explain everything as you're going. And it is annoying when you're watching it for too long because then they start over again. And they start explaining it again because they assume that people are only watching for short amounts of time.
Yeah, because nobody knows what the hell the rules are.
So it's great. I mean, I was watching like diving as well. Diving is really fun to watch.
Oh yeah, diving's super fun to watch.
It was really fun. I was like, whoa, okay, I'm really invested.
I think that's the only like sports that I like in the Olympics is like just the obscure ones that you never get to see otherwise. So it's like, with like play tennis and rugby, it's like, you know, that's playing all year
rugby
round,
is shit in the Olympics. Have you seen it?
Yeah, no,
it's like 5 minutes a side or something, and there's only like 10 minutes of rugby.
Well, most major sports that have like bigger competitions are like pretty shit in the Olympics, I find.
Yeah, like, they send like the B team.
Yeah, yeah. You look at like the football or the rugby or like the tennis.
Or baseball or like as well.
There's baseball there. So
yeah, there's baseball. Yeah,
Japan
baseball.
Beat America, or like basketball as well, right?
There's basketball.
Like, yeah, like sports that have like a competition that's just more prestigious than the Olympics for that specific sport. Yeah. I feel like it just takes a bit of the wind out. The real magic of the Olympics is watching this small sport that you've never heard
of. Well, yeah, because a lot of these sports don't have any major leagues to you know, push them and give them a lot of money, and the Olympics the only time
I did see a bit of like the skateboarding, because I was interested in that. I think Japan got a gold medal in it.
Like it's all kids as well. It's all like 10-year-old kids. I'm like, fuck, dude.
God, imagine winning a fucking like, what was I doing at 10 years old?
I realized watching the Olympics this year has been awful. Like every single athlete, right? He looks like 30. They interview him, he's like 21, and he's just won the gold medal. I'm like, what the fuck, man? This man is built like a Greek god, and he's won a medal, and he's got his shit together. Yeah. What am I doing?
Like you've reached that point where you reached that point when you
everyone in the Olympics is younger than me.
Not even the Olympics. Or when you grow, when you're young, everyone you watch on TV is just older than you. It's just like something you get used to. Like every athlete, every major like personality is just older than you.
Yeah.
And then you get to a point where you start seeing people that's younger than you and
achieving these amazing things.
Things and like starting football.
And I'm like, geez, like at 21, I was fucking masturbating and eating Cheetos. Like, meanwhile, this kid's just won a fucking Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, I was getting really pissed off because every single time they introduced someone, they were just younger than me. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Where's the 30-year-old? Get him in. What does he do?
He's the veteran. He's the coach.
Fuck, bro.
The coach is like 27 years old. It's like, Jesus.
It's pissing me off. I'm like, surely there has to be someone age 24.
That's why I kind of almost prefer the Winter Olympics a lot of times, because I feel that in the Winter Olympics, there's more of those like more niche sports that you really only get to see in the Olympics. Otherwise, you really have to go deep for it. Like curling, for example, is like, I never thought I would care about curling until I watched the curling like 2 Winter Olympics back. And I'm like, damn, I want to try this. This looks fun as fuck. Cause I didn't even know the rules to curling at first. I was like, it's just a bunch of people scrubbing some ice. It's like, all right, cool. Sick. But then when you actually like learn the intricacies of the game, it's just like, all right, that's actually like really cool.
I don't understand why like every country just doesn't agree to take like a week off during the Olympics.
What, to just sit down and watch it?
Just sit down, chill, and watch it. Why not? Every country can, you know, have a week off.
Seems like the world economy might have a different small issue with that. I don't know. I mean, it's like once every, 4 years, right?
Yeah.
The Olympics.
Take a week off.
I mean, okay.
A week off in 4 years.
Do you get patriotic at all during the Olympics?
I listen to what the commentators tell me to do. The commentators tell me I should care about something. I'm like, all right, I'm caring.
Do you get patriotic at all about like any sporting event?
League of Legends. I want the EU boys to win.
Well, I mean, obviously, I want the
EU boys to win.
Yeah. Anything else?
For me, the World Cup and the Euros. I actually stayed up to watch the Euros and watch England get beaten this time in the finals once again.
Good.
How was that? It was horrible. Had to record Trash Taste like the day as well, which is why
stayed
I was
up till like 4 a.m.
Yeah, do you remember last time we recorded Trash Taste? Well, I was absolutely dead.
Yeah,
it's because I was like watching fucking England just int.
Well, see, I do get patriotic over like Wales in rugby. I want Wales to win rugby.
Oh yeah.
And then if Wales get knocked out of something and England is still in it, it's like, okay, now I'm rooting for England to lose. You'd think it would be like, you'd think most people would
be like, oh, I'm going for England now.
Yeah, I want England to win. It's like, no. It's like, I can't let England win now.
Right.
Because
they'll never,
the problem is with English people is that they're the worst when they win at the sport they like. Every time they win, it's like every single country hates them because they somehow are the worst country at winning.
Yeah, like, they're like bad losers.
Yeah.
Or bad winners. Yeah.
Well, it's just like every single country hates having the fans in their country of English fans because they're the worst.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Like people think because you're Welsh, part of Great Britain, that if Welsh aren't in it, you're going to root for England, right? And it's the complete fucking opposite. Except if it's the other way around. Like, I remember when Andy Murray won Wimbledon, it was like Britain's first win in Wimbledon for God knows how many years. It was like fucking decades, right?
Yeah.
And it was like the only time where like a British, like English people are happy to cheer for like Scottish people because Andy Murray's Scottish, I believe.
Yeah.
But they aren't happy to cheer the other way around. Everyone hates English people, right?
That's true.
And normally English people won't cheer for Scottish people or Welsh people, but when, once it's Great Britain, everything's fine.
Yeah. Everyone's buddy-buddy again.
It's Team GB now.
Which is really fucking confusing because depending on the sport, it's totally up to the sport whether or not it's a Welsh, Scottish and English team.
Right.
Or if it's a British team or some, I think there's one or two sports where Wales and England are combined, yeah, but Scotland isn't.
Yeah.
So that, it's really
that
confusing.
That whole like system of like Wales, Scotland is just so confusing to someone outside of that country. Like I've had it explained to me about 3 or 4 times. I believe by you two, and I still don't understand what it is.
It's like, not that complicated.
I'm like, so what's considered UK? What's Great Britain? What's the Commonwealth? What's all of this shit? Like it's just really confusing to me.
I mean, do we want to get? Just watch the CBC Grey video.
Yeah, there's plenty of videos.
I could
on
try
it.
And explain it.
Yeah, there's plenty of videos on it. We're not going to explain it. Yeah,
but you should learn that Wales exists. And
see, but at least like you know, in the case with like Wales and England, right? Yeah. Like at least you got you know, I feel a lot of the same sports you guys are either good at or bad at, right? So like, say for example, like in the rugby, right? Mm-hmm. Wales and England, pretty good.
Yeah,
right? They're not like top, but they you know usually stay up near the top, right? So like, at least you have that choice.
Yeah.
I don't have that choice with my two countries because sports that Australia is good at, Japan sucks at. And sports that Japan is good at, Australia sucks at.
Yeah,
so like in the soccer, right? Like Japan's pretty good. Australia's shit. In the cricket, Japan don't even play cricket. And same with the, and like the rugby is probably like the only thing because, you know, I think last Rugby World Cup, Japan came like 8th, I think. Like top 8 or something.
It was hosted in Japan.
Yeah, so which is hype as fuck, right? Yeah. Because Japan is never that good.
Yeah.
That was the only time where I was like, all right, Japan. You did good, but gonna have to go back to Australia after that.
Is Australia good at rugby?
Yeah, Australia's really good, and they're in the top 4.
Yeah. I don't watch sports often, mainly because of you know, especially when we live in this time zone. What the fuck? When the fuck is this shit happening? The reason why it's so easy for me to keep along with the Olympics is because it's just all day.
It's
great. I wake up, it's on. I go to bed, it's on. Like, it's perfect.
I mean, that's kind of what I liked about big sporting competitions. You know, any age I was, where you turn on the TV and it's just sports playing, and it's just fun, and it's fun to watch something where every match matters to somebody. I just wish I knew more about who was competing in the Olympics.
There's no way you can though. Like,
there's no way
there's
you can.
So much information, and then you know, even like I was getting confused because even in like some of the sports, like taekwondo or some of the martial arts, it's like weight divisions, and there's so many weight divisions. There's so many competitors in the weight divisions, and there might be multiple ones from your country in the one weight division. Mm. So it's really hard to be like, all right, wait, who am I rooting for? What the fuck is going on?
I just see the flag and I'm like, oh, I recognize that one. Yeah. Go that one.
That's basically what it boils down to, right? It's just like, I like that country. Let's see that country do well.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I've never heard of Liechtenstein before. I think they're good at this sport. Go there.
Do they compete in the Olympics?
I don't even know. There's watching the opening ceremony and you know how they have to like go through all the countries they're competing. There was like over 100 countries that were competing this year. But it was funny because they were going not in alphabetical order.
Yeah.
They were going in like Japanese, like hiragana order, which is completely different.
I was wondering what kind of order they were going in.
Yeah, it just seemed
like the most weird order that had ever been done.
That's why there were like, you know, some countries starting with C that came after countries starting with K. Because in Japanese alphabet, it's like in the same order. Right. So like, I remember my sister in Australia was texting me because she was watching it as well. And she was like, oh, it's really funny because these Australian commentators have been explaining for the past 10 minutes why these countries are coming out in this order. They literally have to explain the Japanese writing system to an Australian fucking audience to be like, oh, so, okay, so hear me out. This is how it works. And this is why it's the weird order. But like, I heard, dude, there were so many countries in there where I was like, that sounds like a made up word. Like that's not a real country.
So, some of them aren't, if I'm correct, aren't even countries. Like I think like-
Some of them are like micronations.
Yeah, some of them are territories of other countries. Like there's the Cayman Islands as well is listed as its own country as well. Which is like, I don't think that is. Dude, I saw some drama happen live while I was watching boxing. There was like a British guy versus a French guy. And
I mean, that's drama already.
Yeah, that's drama already. Which is, that's, I mean.
Let's go back to history.
Yeah, that's hundreds of years of drama right there.
Napoleon just makes a fucking expose video or whatever.
It was literally like that. And they were boxing, right? And so obviously when you're boxing, sometimes they do the hugging thing. And it's like, okay, cool. So when they were doing the hugging thing, like I think the French guy was like headbutting the British guy.
Oh shit.
And he like made him bleed. And the ref was like, hey, don't do that again. He did it again. And then he just immediately disqualified him.
Right. The guy? French guy.
Yeah. And he had a fucking meltdown, like a mental breakdown. It started like shouting and stuff, going up to all the cameras, being like, no, I won, into the cameras. And they were like announcing it. And he was like, no, stop announcing it.
Stop the count.
Yeah. He was literally like, stop. This is bullshit. There's no way. And he was like throwing a massive fit. It was so crazy.
Jesus Christ. How did I not see that?
I don't know. When it was happening, I was like, oh shit, am I watching drama live? Yo, sick. And I didn't want any good person watching drama live.
World Star.
I watched
the highly televised World Star.
It was great. The live leak thing started popping up like midway. It was great. I immediately went to Twitter, as any good person would when featuring drama. I was like, oh, this is great. So I went to Twitter and I watched it, and I was just watching everyone else talk about the drama I was watching.
Oh, that's weird, because I've seen so many clips of the Olympics on
There's
Twitter.
A lot more drama in the Olympics that happens.
Yeah. I think I've watched more Olympics on Twitter than I have on television. Yeah.
The only clips I saw at the Olympics was that they were playing a lot of anime music.
Yeah, a lot of people doing anime stuff. Yeah. Because when you come out in boxing, you're allowed to play your own music.
Yeah.
And some of them, one of them is Demon Slayer, one of the Japanese guys.
I saw
there was a Greek person who did
the One Piece thing.
Yeah, did like Gear 2 in One Piece and won the fucking gold medal as well.
What a badass.
And I think he set a record as well. So I'm just like, yo, One Piece stands, One Piece stands, like fucking stand up, man.
Yeah, I think one of the volleyball matches with the Japanese team, they were playing the Haikyuu theme like during like the interval and stuff. And I'm like, that's so cool. But yeah, like the only cool part about the opening ceremony was the fact that from what I saw, because like admittedly, like compared to some of the other opening ceremonies that I've seen,
it was a very artistic one, I'd say.
Yeah.
What that means.
Artistic.
It was very bare bones.
Like the references I think that people were looking for were not in the opening. So I think a lot of people are hoping that it comes out in the ending ceremony. But I think the only cool thing was that during the time when all of the countries were coming out, because that's like an hour and a half segment of like all the countries coming out, they were playing like just basically the entire discography of Square Enix games. Like literally every Square Enix game you could think of, they were playing the music of. So like they literally opened with like the Dragon Quest theme and like they were playing Final Fantasy, Chrono Trigger, like fucking Nier. They played a fucking Nier Automata song.
Yeah, I heard the Nier song.
But not just any Nier Automata song, literally the most darkest, depressing Nier Automata song that plays in like a really sad scene in the game.
Oh my God.
And it's like, Malta! And it's just like, fucking like, this fucking sad Nier Automata music. It's really weird. But like, I'm just thinking like, because you know, I think the biggest question everyone had who watched the opening is like, where's all the Nintendo shit?
Yeah, that's like, what I
where's
was.
Where's Pokemon? Where's Mario? Where's all that stuff that they promised that like-
It's kind of odd because normally Japan has been quite patriotic with all of its, especially Pokemon. Right. Japan is not as sweet, what's the word? Japan has not been scared to embrace Pokemon as a national symbol.
And like, you know, considering the fact that at the end of the last Olympics-
Mario thing.
Our prime minister came out of a pipe dressed as Mario.
Well, right? It could be a thing of Nintendo didn't want to do it, or it could have been a thing of-
Or maybe... I think what a lot of people are waiting for is because they were like, Square Enix, we'll let you take the opening. But Nintendo is the end.
I don't know.
I think that's what people are hoping.
By the time this has come out, we'll know the answer to that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But like, that's as of right now, that's what I think all the theories are. But
yeah. I mean, like, do you think the opening was purposefully done the way it is? Or is it just because of the world situation that they couldn't make it bigger? Because that's what I assumed.
I think it's the latter.
Did you go back and watch other opening ceremonies?
I did. Yeah.
I watched the one at the Beijing Olympics. Yeah. That one was insane compared to like Japanese. I mean, the Japanese one was good, don't get me wrong. But I definitely did feel that I think the world situation really did screw it over in a lot of ways.
100%.
Because I was like, I like the idea that they were going for, but I feel it was like a little underperformed.
I'm just like, where's the budget?
Yeah, right? It really did feel like that.
The British one had the fucking Queen. I'm like, how much did that cost? Yeah, the Daniel Craig be James Bond. There's no way he did that for less than like $50 million.
Exactly.
No, he literally hates James Bond. Why would he, as we've established, why would he want to do that?
Exactly, right?
For so, Queen and Country, obviously.
Bullshit. Only if I get to wear my gloves.
So that's why I was hoping that like, you know, they would have at least, you know, some more like notable, like big people coming out in the opening, right? Cause like that's, you know, the way to like open for your country and like be braggadocious about your country for once. But I feel that like-
It's the one time you can actually brag.
And like people are waiting for you to brag. But like, I feel like the references that they did throw in were like super fucking subtle and like kind of offhand almost.
Yeah, love, what was that guy that was tap dancing? I didn't get that.
He was literally, I think it was he's- the greatest tap dancer in Japan.
Wait, so explain what was going on? I watched it. I don't remember this.
So there was this tap. So what they did instead was, instead of bringing out these like notable names, they brought out like Japan's best blank. So like they had like Japan's best tap dancer and he was performing, and they're like, they had Japan's best like jazz pianist.
Yeah. I do remember this. And I think I was like, why are they bringing in tap dancers in Japan?
Yeah.
Is that
a Japanese also thing? During a really like traditional like wood scene as well. And I'm like, this, it's like 400 years difference between tap dancing and like Edo period.
When I think Japan, I don't think tap dancing.
I don't think tap dancing and jazz piano.
It was just so surreal seeing like a tap dancer dancing on a stage with nothing on it to a crowd of zero people in a stadium that's meant for like 30,000 people.
Oh, it's so depressing seeing all the stadiums empty.
the guy who designed like the actual stadium, he to make, you know, because obviously they couldn't put people into the stadium. Yeah. So what they did was he purposely designed the seats and arranged the colors to make it look like there were people sitting from a distance.
What? How can you do that?
There did not look like there were people sitting in the distance.
You decide if that actually worked.
I can say I tried to make my fart smell like watermelon. Doesn't mean it fucking worked. You know what I mean?
But I ate a shitload of watermelon.
What do you mean you tried? Yeah. You fucking didn't.
That was the intent, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, you know, to varying degrees of success. Yeah,
I mean, I think a lot of it was unfortunate because I think another thing about the tap dancing is that it's because the stadium was so big and I don't think the microphones were sensitive enough. I can hardly fucking hear it. It was at that point, it was just like fucking stepping with attitude. That's kind of what it felt like.
The commentators, even in the, I was watching it on Japanese TV, they were explaining what was going on more than they were letting their audio play.
Yeah.
So how good of an opening ceremony is that if I actually need a narrator telling me what's happening?
Like legit, some of the stuff was so avant-garde.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But like 60% of it, the commentators were like doing a fucking like audio commentary.
Yeah, they were telling, like, they're describing exactly what was going on.
Yeah, it's like, so this represents blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, just let me watch it. Shut up, just let me watch
it's
it.
It's not very good if I can't discern what's going on.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, I was watching it through the British commentary, and there wasn't actually much commentary because I think they were just as confused as I was.
What's going on?
Also, it's not a good opening ceremony if you fucking talk over all of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't go and watch Of Mice and Men and have someone narrate in my ear why Lenny is doing all this shit. You know what I mean? I don't need this shit. Let it speak for itself. Oh my God.
I think the speech afterwards of like the Olympic committee actually went on for longer than the performance.
I zoned out.
So yeah, I don't know. Like maybe that was because of a budget problem. Maybe it was because of the world situation. But I mean, like, I think a lot more people, I think the only good thing that came out of it was probably Square Enix's stocks went because of like the amount of music they used at the beginning.
I want to know how Square Enix was basically just got to like take over the opening ceremony.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Because
there's so many other like Japanese.
Slip someone a tenner, man.
Honestly. Yeah. But they literally like, you know, had the actual spotlight at that point. Like I remember as well, like it wasn't just Square Enix music. They literally played a song from fucking Sonic Adventure 2.
Are you serious?
There was one of the songs that played in the set, because the set piece like was leaked on Twitter before the actual like beginning of that segment. And in the list, there was a fucking Sonic song.
Rolling around at the speed of
it wasn't
sound.
That one.
I think if that one played, I would have actually lost my mind.
I would have given it a standing ovation, bro. I would have been like, they did it. They fucking did it.
Yeah, best opening ceremony of all time. Woo!
But yeah, they legit. I don't think it was Sonic Adventure 2. It was one of the Sonic games, but they legitimately played a Sonic song. And I'm just like,
I mean, Sonic's pretty fucking iconic.
I mean, hey man, like they did it, I guess.
But how did Sega get in and then Nintendo just didn't then?
I think that's why, like, that's where the confusion arose of like, okay, so like, obviously more people know, when you think of Japan from like a foreigner's perspective, you think Pokemon and Mario.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think of Final Fantasy and Sonic.
Would you say Sonic's more famous than Final Fantasy? It is, right?
Sonic?
Yeah.
Probably.
Isn't that weird? Because he's only had like three good games.
Yeah.
He literally just like, he's cashing on the brand.
The first three?
Yeah, he's literally cashing in on the brand recognition.
Sonic is one of those.
Sonic Riders though.
Okay, Sonic Riders is good. I recognize that it's not the best game. Sonic Riders, Battle Adventure 2 is good. And
Sonic
Mania.
Heroes was weirdly good too.
But isn't it strange though how Sonic hasn't had like the biggest smash hit games, yet he's still like one of the most recognizable.
That's the thing.
Figures.
Sonic is purely surviving off of character design.
Brand recognition.
Like he's just an icon.
His character design is fucking brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's gotta be all porn. Yeah. I'm convinced.
Too. But it's just the cult following, right? True. Like, you know, after Sonic, Sonic 3, right? Like, we haven't had a single, like, good Sonic
Mania.
Game. Well, I mean, yeah.
But it means kind of a remake of it's been not
yeah,
really
I mean, that's up for debate, right?
It's, I mean, it's all like been 2D Sonics. There hasn't been a good 3D Sonic.
All the 2D Sonics were fantastic.
Except for, you know,
all the 3D Sonics except for Riders was, you know, absolute trash. And yet they can somehow pump out all these Sonic shit Sonic games and people are still just like, I mean, the next one might be better.
Did you ever play Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games?
No, I haven't.
I fucking love
that
game.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. Dude, you like, when
I've always wanted to play that game.
On the 2008 Beijing Olympics one, you couldn't get a copy of that in the UK. It was like sold out everywhere.
I'm surprised they didn't do a re-release for this Olympics.
I think they did last year.
They did last year. Oh, okay, they did last year.
Good evening. It's me. The Monk. Have you ever listened to Trash Taste and thought, that doesn't seem too hard, I can do that? Well, you're in luck, because today I want to talk about Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts, and it's completely free. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. I mean, it's literally what we're using now. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. And you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are literally endless. You can make anything, music analysis, talk shows, or even an anime podcast that talks about anime. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So if you want to give podcasting a go, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anyway, back to the episode.
One thing that I noticed that I saw a lot of athletes complaining about was how bad the temperature is here.
Oh, yeah.
Like how bad the heat is.
It's like absolutely brutal.
These poor people doing like triathlons and stuff and like cross-country cycling. And like it looks great on TV. You can't even tell it looks hot. Like it just looks like, oh, good weather. Nice.
Yeah.
It's disgusting here.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talked about this last week, but the summer here is fucking
it's
disgusting.
It's insane. And just these poor athletes who have to do like hour-long events in this heat.
Right now where we are, it is 34 degrees, but because of the humidity, it feels like 41 degrees.
It's insane.
It do be like that. Like even just walking from the train station to the office, like it's a nice like brisk 5-10 minute walk. I'm fucking dying by the time I get to.
I don't care where you live or what fucking temperature it is. No one should be doing sports in 41 fucking Celsius.
No one should be doing a triathlon.
I don't care if you were raised in the fucking magma crust of this earth. I know there's gonna be one comment who's like, "Oh, it's 50, right? Fuck off."
Yeah, you're not doing a triathlon at 50 degrees, are you?
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm wondering how, like, how the fuck are they doing this? Or how is like anyone meant to compete in this weather?
I wonder why. I'm pretty sure I read something. I could be totally wrong on this one, that apparently they did try and ask, Japan did try and tell them like, hey, we should do it in like September or something.
Yeah.
But the IOC was like, nope, we're doing it in July.
And of all the sports that are like perfect for this heat, AKA the swimming, is done indoors.
Yeah.
So it's like, no point. At least do that outside, you know, if you feel good for the athletes.
Yeah, Jesus. I feel bad now. I didn't even think about that. They must be absolutely dying out there in that heat.
Dude, it's brutal.
Ripperonis.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I mean, how much is left of the Olympics now that we are...
I don't know. Not many more days left where we are.
Yeah, because it's been like, it's only like a 2 week event, isn't it?
Yeah, we're on like
day. Is it that short?
Yeah, yeah.
Shit.
We're on like day 12 or something.
I thought it was like a couple of months.
No, it has to be done. It's like, I think one of the rules in the contract with the Olympics committee to the local government is that it needs to be done within like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And no longer, no less. Like it has to.
And why does it feel like every Olympics, it lasts so much longer than that?
I think because it's just so
stacked.
Because you get so, like the hype for it is built up more than any E3 event tenfold. No Man's Sky wishes that it had this much hype. Like, because everything in like, you know, we've lived in Japan for like 2 years now, right? And since day one, since we've been here, you've been seeing Tokyo 2020 stuff everywhere. True. Like, it's insane. Like, everything is Tokyo 2020. Like, you go and get a chocolate bar, Tokyo 2020 is on it. For some reason, I don't know why. Why is this on here?
We did actually buy some Tokyo 2020 merchandise, just because, like, think about it, right? Like, it's one of the few, if not the only Olympics that has ever had, you know, been in this, like, weird world situation where it's been delayed by a year. Right? And it's like, it's so like telling of itself. Like, I think Aki bought a Tokyo 2020 face mask. Like, that 50 years from now is going to be a great story to tell. Because it's like, you know, just to say that, like, yeah, we lived through a time where there was such like an insane world pandemic that we literally had to A, cancel the Olympics for a year, but B, everyone had to fucking wear this for 2 years.
I mean, it's weird, right? Because I feel like this Olympics, the hype just, like, you talked about the hype, but I just haven't felt the hype at all.
Well, because I think last year, before COVID hit, the hype was definitely
big. Oh yeah.
It was definitely
But like, I think the moment COVID hit and it got pushed back a year is when
then the hype for COVID happened.
Yeah, and then I think pretty much the Japanese people just turned against the Olympics and they were like, we don't want it anymore.
Yeah. Even though Japan is doing exceedingly well this Olympics as well.
It's great.
Oh, yeah. They've won a lot of gold medals already.
Yeah, they're third right now, I think. Actually.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
I just haven't been following them along as much as I used to, just because, I don't know, just it, like the hype, like I said, the hype just doesn't feel there, obviously, in Japan, because Japanese people don't want it to happen for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But also, like, internationally, it just feels like there's been a lot less talk about it as well. You see like the odd article, clip.
It's been a rough year, I think. Yeah. Also like political situations are getting rough and you're seeing it in the Olympics as
well. Yeah, it's been in a lot of talks, just not for the right reasons.
Yeah.
It just feels like, you know, at least like Olympics pre, I don't know, like 2012, 2016, maybe not 2016, I don't know. Didn't feel as like fucked. Like politically as well.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of politics in it now. And there always was. Maybe I was just younger and I didn't realize. But it feels very tense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the world is, you know, in a tense state right now, just in general. Yeah. So it definitely just doesn't help. Everyone's just on edge now.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's you know, everyone loves the idea of the Olympics, just like that every nation gets together and we just play a bunch of sports.
Put our differences aside.
Put our differences aside and play some
friendly
competition. Friendly competitions. And, you know, in any other Olympics, I feel like that is the case. In this Olympics, it just feels like nobody really, like, everyone's just forgotten to care because everyone's just like, can we just have the world open back up?
Yeah.
Like, I see the empty seats there. It's reminding me that it's still a depressing situation in the world. Well, most of the world, at least. Mm. So... I don't know. It's been difficult.
Yeah, definitely. Just wanted to be.
Who has been winning the Olympics? I have not been keeping up with that at all.
China's winning right now.
It's always China and USA at the top, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Japan, and then I think Australia and Britain are like neck and neck.
Yeah.
For like fourth, but it's hard to tell what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I mean, China and USA normally always win.
Yeah, they're usually the top.
And then that's like the Cold War-esque thing for them where it matters who wins that.
Yeah, that's the friendly competition unless.
Friendly? Yeah, what's the ranking?
The ranking?
So People's Republic of China, 32 goals.
Uh-huh. Okay.
United States of America, 25 goals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Japan, number 3, with 20 goals.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Australia, 15 goals.
Let's go!
ROC, Republic of...
That's Russia.
That's Russia.
ROC is 5th, Great Britain 6th.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay.
Oh, sure. I was wrong.
Guess Britain isn't doing too well this Olympics, are we?
Well, like that commentator said, man, absolute embarrassment for British rowing.
absolute state of British rowing.
Well, it was one of the events that Britain used to win at least somewhat consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a big part of British culture.
Yeah,
only sports that's like one of the things where we're like we actually have like a big deal about.
Yeah, it's like rowing and cycling, right? That we usually
cycling.
Like,
we normally have a really good turnout. Yeah, British people love fucking cycling for some reason.
Really?
It's like we invented football, and then every nation just beat us at football. So we're like, okay, we've got to find another sport.
I think we invented. Did we invent cricket? I don't know if we invented. Cricket.
Pretty sure we invented.
I think you guys invented cricket
and rugby.
Yeah. And Australia was like...
I saw that meme where it was like, Britain invents a sport, gives it to other country, they become better at it. And then America was like, invents a sport, no one plays it, become number one.
That's true.
It's crazy. American football, LMAO.
Dude, have you watched the American football before? Are you into it at all?
No, but I love watching the drama around American football. It's very good.
What drama?
You know, there's always like... There's always documentaries about it. I watch, what is it? Last Chance U, I think it's called on Netflix.
Mm.
It's about like college football and they get like they follow a team and try and get to win the league. And it's just very funny.
Oh.
And it's just insane the lengths they go to get these kids to play football.
Based on a true story?
It's like literally just following them.
Oh, it's like a documentary.
Yeah, literally pick a school and follow them.
Okay.
And yeah, that's pretty good on Netflix. I watched the one thing about that NFL player who like killed a guy.
What?
There's like an NFL player who like killed someone. And these NFL players are crazy, man. Like a lot of them are like, they get up to very interesting stuff in their free time.
Like killing people.
Yeah. Also like the whole thing where they get like mad concussions from it and they all get like brain damage.
Like I've seen that Will Smith movie.
Yeah. It's pretty rough, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I watched the Superb Owl for a second.
Super Bowl. Superb Owl.
Super Bowl.
Do you feel like it's like the most foreign thing on like to a British person hearing the word Super Bowl? I'm like, what is that?
Okay. So
growing up, you hear about the Super Bowl.
It's a really big ball.
So there's me watching the Super Bowl before I watch iShield 21, and there's me watching Super Bowl after I've watched iShield 21.
I've watched the Super Bowl after.
They're like, where's the devil bad ghost? What the fuck? Where's the Rodeo Drive?
The Super Bowl after reading iShield 21, which is a football manga, and I still don't know what the fuck is going on.
Really?
I kind of get the rules.
Well, you get the rules now, at
but
least, right?
I don't understand how the Super Bowl is formed. How does it become? Who gets to play in the Super Bowl? What are the rules?
Well, you follow the LEC and the LCS, right? Yeah. It's exactly the same format.
Playoffs?
Yeah, they literally based league from like American sports.
Oh, why is
so
it
like
called the Super Bowl? What about
because
it?
That's like the final. Right. I don't know why it's called the Super Bowl.
Is there a reason?
It's just
why not the playoffs? That sounds good. I understand the playoffs. The playoffs make sense.
Maybe it has to do with the
playoffs
thing
lead to the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl is like the final of the playoffs.
Oh, so Super Bowl is the name for the final match.
Yeah.
British man learns about American football, man. I don't know. This is so foreign to me.
I only know this because I follow league, and league is based on like American football.
I think
like
it has to do with the name of like the actual like cup you win.
Do you watch
right?
American football? Oh yeah. Wait, no, that's not a bowl. It's like a. I don't know what
it is. I don't know. I mean, that's why the Ashes are called the Ashes, right?
Nah,
I know more about like the American sports system than I do about cricket.
Wait,
like,
so do you watch American football?
I mean, I watch the Super Bowl. And anytime I go to America, they're always watching football every week, and I pretend to care about.
I watch the football in America when it's on TV. I don't like willingly go and watch it, but when it's on, I'm like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Watching like normal football, you know, you get the ads just in the halftime.
Yeah.
This is when you get the ads. There's no other ads. The 40 minutes is straight playing.
Yeah.
So it was really weird and jarring when I watched American football. And every time there's like an attempt, I think, there's an ad. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, because there's so many starts and stops.
Yeah, there's starts and stops. And of course they put ads there, but it's just so jarring. I'm like, fucking, I don't want to hear about fucking Cheetos and Bud Light, man. I just like, I can't do this. Like,
that's literally the two forces that drive the NFL.
It was hard to get invested because every 10 seconds there'd be an ad. And I was like, oh my God.
I mean, it's just everything is monetized
and
in
also,
American sports.
Also watching American TV in American hotels is really weird as well because, you know, we have our ads before the program starts and in the middle of the program.
Yeah.
Right? And when I was watching American TV, I don't know if they changed it or what, but I was watching it and they let the show play for like 2 minutes.
And then they have an ad.
And then they have an ad.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? What is this? Is it a YouTube video? What is this? What the fuck is this?
It's more consistent than a mid-roll.
It is. They put like two mid-rolls and two end-rolls because they have like the intro. They have like the clickbait intro.
Yeah.
Then they have an ad. And then the actual intro to the show plays, half the show plays, ad, second half of the show plays, and then they have an ad, and then you know that there's like an end credit scene or something like that, or a scene that plays during the credits. So they have an ad, and then an end credit scene, and then it goes on to the next show.
Or sometimes it's even worse. It's sometimes there's the end credits start rolling. That minimizes into a corner and shows an ad.
Yeah.
It's like another one that I've seen. I'm like, am I watching an end credit or am I watching an ad?
I think I was watching South Park, and they played legitimately like the first 2 minutes of the actual episode, and then they played an ad. Mm-hmm. Right? And then they play like 20 minutes of the episode, near the end, right before the end, another ad.
Yeah, right before the end.
Like
right.
I'm like a minute or two before the show finishes.
Right.
Yeah.
And before it concludes. And they play an ad. And then they play the 2 minutes of the episode. And then they don't have a break or anything. They immediately start the next episode of South Park.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And let 2 minutes of that play. And then they play an ad again.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it's like, I was losing my mind.
It's like
I was
all in the wrong place.
I was actually getting so angry watching South Park because I was like, why do they keep putting the ads like this? It feels like I'm being bombarded. I can't think straight. Where is the clear act of we put an ad in the middle and before the show?
Yeah.
When did this go out the window?
I mean, it's because viewers are more likely to keep watching the
it's
show,
fucked
right?
Up, man. It's
I know why
it's
it
so
is. I hate
up.
It.
So
I hate
up.
It from like an entertainment standpoint to be like, just let me watch a clear chunk of this one episode, have a clear moment where, you know, the episode ends and the next one begins, and that's where the ad break goes.
Yeah, they don't give you a chance to take a pee break in between an episode.
No. Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, you might change the channel. So we'll just play it immediately. So first 2 minutes, now you can go.
When did this change? When was it like this?
I think it's always been like this in America.
Has it really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I mean, ever since the first time I went to America, it was like this. And I remember that was one of the first thing I noticed as well. Mm. But then you look at like how, because normally like when you binge watch American TV shows, there's like a very clear cut of where they put the ads in.
Yeah.
And it's just like a weird moments compared to British TV shows, which is just beginning, halfway through the episode, then ending.
Yeah, we have really strict rules on advertising and stuff. So
yeah.
Mm.
There's never any overlays or anything on the program.
Meanwhile, Japanese TV is like, put as many ads in as yeah. you possibly yeah, can yeah. every 5 minutes.
It's so weird, the stuff they promote in Japan. But then you remember it's for elderly people. Elderly people only watch TV, so then it all kind of makes sense. Like they advertise like futons all the time.
Futons?
Yeah.
The hell kind of shows are you watching?
Just normal like NHK, they'll just cut to a futon. And there's so many telecall shows.
Oh, telemarketing shows.
Telemarketing shows.
There's like this entire channel. There's like three or four
marketing shows.
There's like three or four channels.
Basically, you just play ad, and it's literally whole networks, and they're not like way back. They're like four or five on the remote, and it's just like a whole network dedicated to ads. And they show you the product, and then you can call up.
Yeah,
and buy
it's literally like
it's like QVC or
but imagine if QVC was like number five. QVC is number 20 in the UK or something.
Right,
it's like
right.
way down, as it should be. Yeah. It's just ads. No one wants to watch that.
Just think of like if the ShamWow guy was just constantly promoting different types of ShamWow 24 hours straight.
So it's just an infomercial channel.
Literally an infomercial channel.
There's like three of them, and they're like the first 10 shows or something. Yeah. I could be chatting out my ass.
Honestly,
there's a lot of them.
I mean, I can kind of see why there would be so many infomercial kind of channels because I don't know. Like
old people don't use the internet to buy things.
Yeah, they don't know what Amazon is.
Okay, so when you're a kid, right, and you had a sick day, okay. Yeah. So I remember as a kid, you know, you'd enjoy the fact that you had a sick day because great, I don't have to go to school. But what do you do? So back when I was a kid, I had nothing but just had television, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had the morning TV shows. He had CBBC when I was growing up. Mm. And then it was like between 8 a.m. to I think around 10 a.m., which was just like, brilliant, I'm sick. I get to watch TV programs for as long as I stay home. Yeah. And then 10 a.m. hits, and then there is just nothing to fucking watch.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing on TV at all. And I remember I'd just be like, great, I guess I'll just fucking put on QVC then because there's literally like nothing else interesting
on. Like Jeremy Kyle back then. You could watch.
I didn't get Jeremy Kyle as like a fucking 7 year old.
I did when I was a 10 year old. I loved it. I loved the shouting and stuff and all the people jumping around. I loved it.
Yeah, well, I think it's because like during like weekdays, at you know, in the middle of the day,
yeah.
The only people who are watching TV is like anywhere below 8 and anywhere above 80, right? Because everyone else is at work or school.
Yeah, because like if I can't watch something entertaining, at least I can watch some like shiny products. That's how like my brain works, right?
You're like, oh, if I can't watch something, I may as well be advertised.
Yeah.
I may as well. Mom, we have to get this diamond necklace. The guy on the TV said we get three if we purchase one.
God. Because I remember seeing all those like infomercial stuff during childhood. And even like 10-year-old me was watching and I was like, who the fuck's buying this? Like, who's buying this shit?
My permanent favorite thing of those is that, like, you know, so they're advertising the product. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, wow, this looks great. It,
yeah.
You know, it's a mop that cleans my floor and it cleans itself. Yeah. This is fantastic. And you're like, great, I'm already sold. And you get to the end and it's like, but if you act now, you can get not one, not two, but three extra mops. And you're like, whoa, this is just too many mops. I only wanted the one. Now you're advertising three. And if you buy now, on this exact moment, you get 2 extra days free shipping. It's like, all right, this is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they keep throwing things in like, and if you pay by card, we'll come to your house and install it for you.
Yeah,
and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then the program will end, and then you can tell they've done this because they did it all the fucking time. They would record an extra bit after it clearly didn't sell well enough, whatever. And it would cut to another pit, and it would be like, but fuck that part. If you buy now, you'll get 5 instead of 3 only for today. And it's like, what's going on?
I'm losing my fucking mind. They literally just like keep adding on shit, and it's always like, it needs to be now that you call it. Like before the next thing comes in, you need to. So like there's people probably just like sitting there just like waiting to call. There's another thing.
Half the time.
Can I call it now?
I was sold before. And now they're just raising my concerns because now this is now too much. This is too
now
much
it's like
product.
Too good to be true.
Yeah, now it's too much. This is way too many products.
Yeah.
I was sold on the $50 pan and now you tell me you're going to include 3 pans?
Yeah.
No way. This is a cast iron pan. It should not be costing $10 per pan, including shipping. This is ridiculous.
What like, set me off was when they would introduce like when they would include a product that had like nothing to do with the product that they were advertising.
Yeah, true.
But they just like tacked it on for free.
Yeah.
Like where did this come from?
You get the jewelry and you're like, and now we're throwing in an extra tenga on top. It's like, well, this is totally unrelated. What are you doing?
All this is worth $300, but we're selling it for $30.
It's like, is it really? Really?
There is no way all of these companies are making money.
Yeah, exactly. Like this, I'm pretty sure I saw this thing that you're tacking on yesterday's infomercial. Yeah. So it clearly didn't sell well.
It had like a golden age because like I felt like there was a time when the products were actually semi-decent.
Yeah.
Like that you'd, you'd go to the supermarket and you'd actually see the section of a seen on TV product and they were, some of them were actually like pretty good.
Well, I mean, like look how much the fucking ShamWow sold, right? Yeah. Like that started as an
I think it was just before the internet was invented. So like now you can just search up whatever product you kind of need.
Right, right.
And if not, then Japan has a whole store for them. It's called fucking Daiso.
Yeah.
So like you just walk into Daiso and then you just you find products that you never knew you needed until you walked into Daiso.
We need a sign now that just says as seen on Daiso. As seen at Daiso.
Like Japan is just like the king of creating these little devices which have just like exactly one use, one very, very specific use that you never thought about until you see it in the store and you're like, wow, I guess I do need like gloves that can like clean dishes at the same time. I'm like, what? Like,
there's a lot of stuff. Like
I guess
that.
I do need slippers that have like mops on them so that I can like walk around while mopping the house. I guess that's a thing. It's only 200 yen. Fuck it, I'll take it. Yeah, why not? Meanwhile, if I saw that on TV, I'd be like, who the fuck buys this shit?
He's like, who needs a slipper that wipes the
floor? They also like, it's like 100 yen store, so like less than a dollar. Mm-hmm. Like it's around a dollar, but just under. And like my favorite thing is that sometimes in Daiso, they'll have the same product but different brands and they're all the same price. And I'm just like, what is this? Like why, if you're gonna have your competitor right next to you for the same price and what I think is the same quality, what is the purpose of this?
Well, there's clearly not much competition. Yeah, there's obviously not that
like,
much competition happening.
Like Dragon's Den would never work for Japan because you get the CEO of Daiso there and he'll just say yes to every idea. he'll be like, I'll put in an offer. I'm putting in an offer.
He just opens his mouth. I'm sold. I don't even want to hear what it is.
I'll give it to me.
Or I'm putting it in my store. Could you imagine Dragon's Den in the UK? They have like 10 fucking minutes introducing each other before they even actually start the fucking pitch. You know what I mean? They hand out business cards. Oh, you're just going to go smile. The person pitching would have to go and fucking pour him water and everything. Like it's like they can't even start. And oh my God.
Jesus.
They'd have to start with like a board meeting or something before they could even get in the room.
Could you imagine? I bet the people being pitched would be like, no, we need to know exactly what's happening. I want to see the script of the man pitching before he pitches it. You know, it's like insane. I would love to see it actually.
What I never understood about those shows is that it's just like, it's sold as, you know, these are very real businesses and very real ideas that some of them actually going to be successful and stuff, right? But like you look at some of the people going on and you're just like, okay, I've watched Dragon's Den before or like Shark Tank, which is the American version, right? There's like a very simple formula. There's like very specific questions that all the dragons ask every single fucking time. True. And somehow 90% of the contestants never know their fucking numbers. Like surely that's the first thing you do if you figure out you're going on Dragon's Den, right? You're like, all right, let me just figure out my fucking profit margins.
Yeah,
that's literally the first thing you should do.
Yeah, they're like, what's your gross? Like, sorry, what? What is it?
Like, I'm not gross, thank you very much.
They're like, what is your target audience or whatever? Yeah. And they'll be like, I don't know.
People. People with money.
I saw this one clip and it made me fucking laugh. It's on the British one. And it was from the guy who's like the worst. He's like, so what is he called? Is he called Tuka? Tuka.
Sounds like a Breaking Bad character.
Yeah, it's okay, right? He's like the guy who like all the other dragons hate on the British one. And it's just a great moment. He's pitching the offer to them. And he's like, okay, so I'm going to give you the £50,000 you asked for.
I've seen this.
For 90% of the business.
What?
And then the dragons were like, so all of the business. So you're trying to buy the business off of him.
What's the remaining 10%?
No, you can't do anything with 10%.
Yeah. No, I remember. So like the first thing he was pitching to you was like, so wait, so who are you giving the money to? And he's like, I'm giving the money to the business. And he was like, but you own 90% of the business. So you're giving the money to yourself. And I'm just like,
it was so good. And all the other dragons are like, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck is this?
Ultimate money laundering.
But imagine if you got to accept, you're like, shut up, dragons, shut up. This is genius, he's gonna agree to it.
Oh my God.
like, what is this? Like, these supposed to be professional. Like, because half these, sometimes you see the dragons, right? You're like, you're not a fucking good businessman. You just got really fucking lucky with one business and managed to convince this fucking TV show to let you on.
Yeah,
some of them have no fucking idea what they're doing, I swear. They'll be like, yeah, he's got a multi-million dollar business. And then when you think about businesses, multi-million dollar business is actually not that difficult.
No.
It's so stark, the contrast between like Shark Tank and Dragon's Den. Yeah. Shark Tank have like Mark Cuban and like full on really, like fucking billionaires.
Like really, 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 really
wealthy. Really, like really, really
successful
super,
people, yeah.
Super, super fucking wealthy. And then compared to like the Dragons,
I think half the Dragons are like pretty successful, but they've had trouble like keeping the seats filled.
Right.
Yeah. And they always bring in people. And a lot of the time they've had like businesses that they just sold and made like 4 million, which is obviously a shit ton of money. Not to be wrong, but we're talking businesses. You know, it's not really a good
in the proven, business world. 4 million is not.
You know, I wouldn't say it's a hardcore proven track record that you know how to run a business 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, you might have got lucky here and there. You had a good idea. It's like it doesn't prove that you. I don't think that's good enough where you can go on and start telling people how to run their businesses. You know what I mean? Like I personally, you know.
I get it.
I was just kind of like, all right, okay, all right. They'd introduce them. They'd be like, he made $2 million off his online card business, and I'm like, what? What is that? What? That's
never even heard of it.
That's hardly a business. Yeah. What are you? Oh, am I kidding? I'm insulting them. $2 million.
Child's play.
I don't know. I just think when you we're talking a lot of businesses here. That's not that much in business terms.
Well, in the business world, it's not that much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In layman's terms, it is.
Well, yeah, I think that's how the show works. Is that. To most people watching the show in the UK, obviously £1 million.
They're like, whoa, £2 million? That's fucking insane. Yeah.
Most people can't comprehend that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you work with some businesses and stuff and you understand the margins they're working with, that's not that much.
No.
But I guess it doesn't matter. It's TV at the end of the day. They're not actually trying to give good business advice. They're trying to make a fucking TV
show.
It's
entertainment, yeah.
No, if they did, people would know what like a fucking, their net profit is and their margins are. Man.
I swear some of the British ones are like staged.
They must be.
No way. Some of the stuff, because there's one time they had like a pyramid scheme come on the British TV show. Like a guy came in who just advertised a Ponzi scheme.
Right.
And they were like, this. Actually? Yeah. And the Dragons were like, this sounds awfully a lot like a pyramid scheme. Just type it in. It's called Pyramid Scheme Dragon's Den. It'll come up. It's a good clip.
This episode is sponsored by Boxu.
Hey guys, come have a closer look at this.
What's up?
Would you like some delicious and tasty snacks straight from Japan?
Snacks?
Straight from Japan? Yes, we do.
Well, Boxu's got you covered.
Oh my God!
Boxu's a monthly snack box subscription service that delivers original assortments of premium Japanese snacks and tea pairings.
First time Boxu customers will receive the Seasons of Japan box so they could get a taste of the snacks per season, and shipping to the US is free.
Oh, this month we're celebrating the Moon Festival. It goes by many names, Mid-Autumn Festival, Otsukimi, and Jugoya.
Nihongo Joseph.
All of these indicate the 15th night of the 8th lunar the moon, the night of the harvest moon.
I know that game.
Look at these Usagi no Shippo. Green tea buns. They make my heart go pion pion.
Oh, I got these Setochi lemon mochi. Don't they look so lemony?
And I'm drinking some Hoshino Hojicha latte, which is delightful. So use our code TRASHTASTE10 and the link in the description to get 10% off your Boxu subscription.
Thank you to Boxu for the sponsor. Back to the show.
You guys play Pokemon Unite yet?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
Because I don't give a shit about MOBAs.
Oh, true.
But you do give a shit about Pokemon.
Yeah. But there's, I don't know if you've heard, but there's about 100 other Pokemon games out there that I could also play. But I don't know. Like, I saw like a piece of news on Twitter. I don't know how true this is, but like, I think it was like day 2 or day 3 that Pokemon Unite came out, and the league players were like, oh ho, what's this? And then they invaded it, and now apparently it's just full of, it's either you're versing children who are 8 years old or you're versing league players. And I'm like, that sounds like a terrible place.
That just sounds like League 2.0.
Yeah, so I'm like, no thank, I like you Pokemon, but no thank you.
Yeah, the games are either very fun or not fun at all.
Right.
You either get like stomped or you don't.
As a gamer and a MOBA player, how did you find it?
As a toxic gamer, how do you find it?
As a toxic gamer.
Yeah, as a toxic gamer, I enjoyed it. I didn't like the fact that I couldn't racially slur within 10 seconds of getting in the game. Obviously, that was very unfortunate.
Of course.
There was no chat feature. There's actually voice chat, apparently.
Is there?
Apparently. I don't know how you have to hook up the mic through Nintendo's like bullshit way of doing it. You have to like, connect to your phone.
I saw
a voice chat option on the game.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I have done that through Animal Crossing, actually.
Oh.
And it does not work.
So there is a chance that if you're a League player, you could say something horrible to that 10-year-old kid
playing.
No, I'm kidding, obviously. But I mean, it's fine. It's weird. It's Pokemon, but it definitely feels like it's been developed not by Nintendo.
Right.
Like you can.
So has it been developed by Nintendo?
No, it's by Tencent.
Oh, of course. So, of course.
Tencent,
of course.
Which has like, I guess, a monopoly on MOBAs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird, man. It's like when you haven't seen that family member in like 10 years and he comes back and he's really weird. And he's like, yeah, I'm the same guy, right? You're like, no, what is this? You're not the same person.
Yeah, right.
It's like, you know, you boot it up. There's gacha. There's loot boxes.
Oh, that's so weird.
You can
buy
gems. It's like, oh my God, this isn't Pokemon. What is this?
Nintendo microtransaction-y?
Yeah, Nintendo's been getting real comfortable with those microtransactions lately. Yeah. They've been getting real comfortable with those loot boxes. I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, I haven't played Pokemon Unite, but I've seen like clips, looked into it, and it's so weird. Where did this come from? Was this announced a while ago? Because the whole idea of like a Pokemon MOBA is just like, how did this happen? Well, when I think Pokemon, I don't think League of Legends, Dota.
Well, I mean,
Pokemon.
Well, people thought of that about Pokemon when fucking Pokken came out, right? Like, people were like, wait, what?
Pokemon,
which is a great game now, right? But yeah. I remember when it was first announced, people were like, this looks horrible. This just
really?
Doesn't.
I thought it looked epic when it came out.
No, I thought it looked epic. But I saw a lot of people who were like, that doesn't work.
I don't know. There's just something sad. There's something sad about seeing a child's game by Nintendo like this that's just shoved full of these egregious microtransactions.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, you know, it's whatever. You can have a differing opinion on it. I don't really give a shit. I don't.
So have you pulled for the gacha yet at all?
Yeah, Tectone. I played with a friend of ours, and he was like, he is a gacha whale. That is pretty much his job.
Yeah,
and with
it's without more like a Leviathan,
within
five, isn't he?
Yeah, within yeah. 5 minutes, he was like, spend $100, just get everything, just unlock everything. And he's like, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he's like, I'll give you $100 to spend on it right now. And I was like, what the fuck?
This man, when it comes to gacha, this man like loses all sense of money.
He has no way of holding back, but I respect it, you know? It's his job.
Yeah, of course.
But I just didn't want it because I could tell that I ended up spending like $40 on it. Mm. And I was like, I'm not going to play this again, but I'm going to do it so I can play ranked.
Right.
Is it free to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's an excuse it can't.
I was just asking. You said you spent $40, which is like the
free to play is the road to losing.
So there is items you can buy that'll boost your stats in game. Mm. So you can actually. Oh. It's not. It's kind of like the
is
way
it pay to win.
The way it was explained to me, and the way I understand it, is that you know how like League of Legends used to have a thing called runes.
Yeah.
That weren't pay to win. They would give you an edge, but you could unlock them through the game.
Mm. Yeah.
But they give you a noticeable advantage, I'd say, at times. But would you, like back in the day, because you had to buy runes, remember?
Yeah.
Would you have described runes as pay to win back then? It's kind of like that.
I mean, it's like, with the advantages that runes gave back in the day, you wouldn't be able to take advantage of that small stat increase unless you're at like the fucking higher tiers.
It's kind of like
where
that.
He's truly optimized it.
The games just came out and no one's been had the time to be able to grind to get this stuff. So if you do just buy it, you do get an advantage. It's not massive, but you do get an advantage.
All right.
I don't know how big it is. I mean, from what I understand, it's not that much. It is. I mean, obviously, any advantages should be a big no-no in video games. I think with money.
Yeah.
But
especially a children's game as well.
it's like, you know, what's next? Fucking Tetris with microtransactions in it? Like, what?
I mean, you know, technically speaking, it's not the first Pokemon game with microtransactions, right? Remember Pokemon Go back in the day?
Yeah, and even then I felt like that was like, it's weird, man. It's just strange. I feel like Nintendo, they're like, well, if another company develops it, it's not us. That is true.
Pokemon Go was also not them.
Yeah.
But then Nintendo also does weird other microtransactions or brand partnerships. Like they have fucking Mercedes and Mario Kart 8.
Oh yeah,
they just have Mercedes.
I remember that shit.
What's going on with that? What?
I thought it was like a joke that someone at the dev team threw in. Then I realized, oh no, it's an actual brand.
How did this happen? What's going on? It just baffles me. I mean, whatever.
I pick it every time I play Mario Kart just because it's hilarious.
Yeah,
I love it.
It looks so stupid.
Baby Mario in a Mercedes.
Yeah, just a full Mercedes.
I never played Mario Kart 8, so this is the first time I'm hearing of
it's
this.
It's like a dead ass Mercedes with like the logo and everything.
It's the car. It's just a Mercedes car. It's like three Mercedes cars.
And it's just hilarious to see Baby Mario.
How did that happen? I don't know.
It's just in the game?
In the game.
Always since release?
Yeah.
It's not even like an unlockable. It's just there by default. You can just pick a Mercedes if you want.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't know this?
I thought you guys were memeing.
No. This is legit. It's a straight up Mercedes.
What the fuck is going on?
It even said, like, when you select the car as well, it literally says Mercedes. Yeah.
Where does this fit in the fucking Mario lore? How did this happen?
Well, you know, Mario was like, I'm sick of going through all these levels. Let me just hop in my Mercedes.
It is running
over all the enemies.
At least EA, you know what you're getting into. You know what I mean? With Nintendo, I can't figure out what the fuck they're trying to do. I don't know what they're
doing. They're trying to do everything, man.
It's just bizarre. I mean, I get it. Whatever.
I mean, good on them, I guess, man.
Get that grind.
Get that coin, man.
I just think, unfortunately, like, microtransactions is just like kind of creeping its way into the future of gaming.
It was just sad because Nintendo obviously was the one company that for a long time was like, no. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But then now they're like, yes.
Because like Genshin's come along and just proved like how much fucking money there is to spend on anime waifus apparently.
Yeah.
It's like, it's ridiculous. Because I remember I watched the live stream of the new Genshin announcement for like the 2.0 in Azuba where they announced the new area. And I think it was getting like almost
400,000 people.
Yeah, 400,000 people.
On Twitch.
On Twitch, not YouTube. Twitch live concurrent, which is like how much does like press conferences on like EA or like press conferences at E3 and stuff get? It's not that much.
Like 100k max.
Yeah, it gets like 100k, 200k maybe. Yeah. Like this, a Genshin update stream was getting 400k viewers concurrent on Twitch.
Which mind
you, what the fuck is going on?
Which mind you, a lot of the stuff that they announced had already been leaked as well. So it's like people were like tuning in to like look at leaked shit, being like, it's confirmed, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if I was a fan, I'd get behind the hype. I'd be very happy for it.
Of course.
I don't really play it.
I mean, obviously it did very well for them, right? And
But
yeah, it just blew me away because like I was like, oh, there's a Genshin stream happening.
Yeah.
Wait, 400,000 people just sitting there waiting for a fucking update? Like, are you serious?
And now? More gacha. Whoa, yes, yeah, more waifus.
Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't gotten back into Genshin. I've been thinking about it because of the new area, but, you know, out of the three of us, the person who was most into Genshin was probably me, and even now I was just like, this is a lot of people watching an anime waifu game right now.
Could you imagine if, like, fucking, like, if, like, Fate Grand Order had an update and there was 400,000 people, like, watching?
But I don't know anyone who...
Don't do that to me. Don't give me hope.
Is Genshin like, is it majoritively played on mobile or PC?
I'm assuming PC. This is a complete assumption.
Yeah, we don't know, right?
Half the people I know that play Genshin, half of them play on mobile.
Seriously? Oh, wait, what? Yeah. I thought you were going to say PC.
Like all of my Japanese friends who play Genshin play on mobile.
Oh God.
I thought it would be more majoritively PC.
I mean, you'd think so, right?
Yeah, because I did not have a fun time playing Genshin on mobile at all.
I think some people just played on both. Like when they're home, they're playing on PC. But sometimes, you know, they got to get on that grind while on the go.
Well,
right?
I think that's one of like the biggest advantages that Genshin has over like a lot of AAA games, which is the fact that it's so fucking easy to play.
Yeah.
You know, you literally like every account is linked and now you can like even link your PS4 accounts to like every other account. Yeah. So it just makes it like ridiculously easy.
Is it on the
Switch
as well?
Sounds
like we're reading an ad read.
It does. I mean,
is it on the Switch? Yeah, and apparently there's four new unlockable characters.
So there's a new area you can go to.
This is the problem when I'm a fan of a lot of things I also end up promoting, unfortunately. Right.
I've fully disconnected myself from gaming hype. I don't get hyped about games anymore. I don't know if that means no happiness for me, but I've just stopped getting hyped and I've stopped watching announcements.
I think
I've just
stopped getting hype about things in general.
It's called pessimism.
Yeah, literally because I've ran into so many situations where I just get hyped and I either experience hype fatigue or
fatigue.
It's fatigue. Okay? So I either experience hype fatigue or I just end up getting disappointed with the final result, right? And I'm just like, oh, well then, what the fuck? You know, give me back my hype, right?
Yeah.
So now
give me back my hype.
Give me back my hype.
Yeah, I want a refund. I want a refund.
Refund on my hype, please.
I'm still waiting for my Cyberpunk hype refund.
Like, I'm firmly of the mindset you should never pre-order a game, ever.
No.
Never.
No.
No matter how good or 100% it looks like amazing or the bonus deals, don't do it. It's a bad practice and I think it's bad for gaming. It is.
Here we go.
It's bad for gaming, man. It sucks.
I mean, it's because like I'm not into gaming as much as I used to be. And even back then, I don't think I've ever pre-ordered a game, or at least like I think the only game I ever tried pre-ordering was GTA. But that was just like because it was GTA.
Oh, yeah.
Also, do you remember like it was like 2000, picture your 2013, everything is a pre-order bonus.
Yeah.
Literally like everything is pre-order. Like no, everyone is pre-ordering everything. That's just how it is. You pre-order fucking everything.
But
luckily now everyone's chilled out, but it was insane back
then. But I also think kind of back then it made more sense, right? Because back then the game you were buying on the day was the game you were getting, right? There was no updates, no patches, no nothing.
And it also made more sense because I think it really hit its peak right before, maybe just during online shopping started popping up.
Yeah. Right, right.
You know, and this is before when you didn't really want to download it because people's internet speeds probably weren't good enough to really download a full 20 gigabyte game and stuff like that. But now, you know, people's internet speeds, it's not really a problem.
Yeah, and also back then, I feel like you just had a lot less choice of what games you could play. You know, as a kid, I'm just like, yeah, I waited like 4 fucking 5 months for the new Mario game because there was nothing else to look forward to. There was literally nothing to fill that void. I couldn't get a free-to-play game Genshin now. like Fortnite or League of Legends or anything like that. There's nothing to fill up that void.
I think the only games that I've pre-ordered are the ones that like I know 100% I'm going to love.
I've ordered every single like Mario release of late and I haven't played any of them.
Well, that sounds like your problem too.
I don't know why.
Because like, I think the last game I pre-ordered was Final Fantasy VII R.
Uh-huh.
But I 100%ed that because I knew I was going to like it because I liked the original. And like Persona 5 Royal as well, I pre-ordered that because I liked Persona 5.
I mean, I have so many fucking games that I've bought in my library that I just have. I've downloaded them, I've installed them, and I just never opened them. I've never opened them.
What was the last time you got really hyped for a game?
Final Fantasy VII R, probably.
Did it live up to your hype?
Yeah, I 100%ed it.
What about you, Gon? When was the last time you pre-ordered a game? And it got very excited.
I haven't pre-ordered it. Like, the last time I got hyped for a game, Cyberpunk. I'm not joking. That was the last time I got hyped for it.
Everybody laughed. Everybody laughed.
And you know, what? I still haven't even played it.
I beat Cyberpunk. I didn't give a shit. It's a fucking terrible game. Oh my God.
No, because I was just like, great. It's a sci-fi game. It's Cyberpunk. This looks like everything I've ever wanted to fill up that void that Mass Effect has just left me for years.
And now that hole is even deeper.
And now the hole is even fucking deeper.
Pre-order therapy with it as well.
Comes with a free psychiatrist. Yeah,
no, I'm like every few months, I just Google, is Cyberpunk 2077 playable? You know what?
I saw a good article. It was like, Cyberpunk is nowhere near a No Man's Sky turnaround.
Oh, brutal.
The devs are like, we're nowhere near fixing it like No Man's Sky did apparently, or something like that. According to something like that. It was just how they said, they had to say a No Man's Sky turnaround.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, that is like, No Man's Sky is the fucking anime redemption arc of the gaming industry. And I think it's like one of the only redemption
That's when
arc.
The antagonist turned into the protagonist. Well,
because most companies, you just cut your losses and you're like, fuck it, make the next fucking Fallout.
Yeah.
76, make a new one.
Yeah.
You know, it's
well, when was the last time you got hyped?
Yeah, as the gamer.
Borderlands 3. I was very hyped for Borderlands 3.
Was it good?
Okay.
No.
Oh, really?
I was extremely hyped for Borderlands 3. Borderlands 2 is one of my favorite games.
Yeah, because like, I was going to ask, I've never played 3, but I've played 2, and 2 is great.
I haven't played Borderlands 2.
What was the sigh there, Garn?
I just realized what the game before Cyberpunk 2077, what the last game I was hyped before that.
Like Borderlands 2, right? I loved Borderlands. Mm. So I bought Borderlands 1 originally on the Xbox 360,
right.
And I thought it was shit. Mm. I hated it because I didn't have friends to play with.
Right,
so it was
a
terrible game to play alone. But when I finally went back to it months later, my friends bought it because it went on more sale. Yeah. Mm. It went cheaper. I loved it. And I thought, wow, this game is actually sick when you play it with friends. Then Borderlands 2 came out and it looked like they just improved everything.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was amazing. Borderlands 2 is such a good game. Mm. And playing it with friends is like amazing. Like this game is so much replay value with friends. And I absolutely had like some of my best gaming memories playing Borderlands 2. So naturally, Borderlands 3 was coming out. And I had a monster gaming PC.
Yeah.
I was ready. All my friends were getting it. There was endless people I could play with. It was going to be good.
Yeah.
So I play it. And it's just kind of like Borderlands 2, but with like a worse story. Like the stuff they add isn't very good.
Wait, since when have you fucking cared about story?
Well, Borderlands 2 actually was such like, Handsome Jack is such an engaging villain.
Oh, yeah.
But even
yeah,
when
yeah.
you don't care about the story, he's there always making you laugh.
Right.
And that was something that even if I didn't care what was happening, I knew that I liked Handsome Jack and that he was funny as fuck. Yeah, and I loved having that. And the two main villains were like YouTubers or Twitch streamers in the third one.
Right.
And it was just cringe because I'm a YouTuber and Twitch streamer.
Right.
So it was cringe watching
the am the bad guy.
It was like, it was just like poking fun at me in like the worst way.
Right.
And I was like, this isn't funny.
This isn't the representation I asked for.
This is slander.
I am all down for when people make fun of YouTubers and Twitch streamers. I'm all down for it. But sometimes they do it in like a way where,
distasteful way,
you've clearly never watched something because there are so many other things you could have gone for. You know, they do the whole thing of like, oh, hi guys, whatever. And they could have gone for like, why don't you thank me for like the $10 donation or something like that.
That would have
been funny as fuck. You know, like Bo Burnham did a great parody of it. I mean, Bo Burnham used to be a YouTuber. He did a great parody of Twitch streamers and stuff. And that was great. But I felt like it was a terrible parody. And it was also, they were just so unlikable. And there was so many bugs in it as well. Like there was so many game breaking bugs that just happened throughout. And I was like, this shouldn't be happening. I waited years for this. I got hyped for this. I felt invested in this.
Give my hype back.
Also, I didn't really like any of the characters that you could play as.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucked. Borderlands 2, I felt like every single character was like Pog.
Mm. Yeah. Because like the game I got hyped for before Cyberpunk was this just shows my track record and why I don't get hyped for games anymore.
Right.
It was Mass Effect Andromeda.
I thought you were about to say Fallout 76.
I thought you were about to say No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky, Fallout 76, Mass Effect Andromeda. I love Donkey's video. I've never played Mass Effect. I've just watched Donkey's videos on them and his video on Andromeda was so fun.
I think I played like an hour of Mass Effect Andromeda and I'm just like, this just isn't doing it for me.
Right.
Like I think Cyberpunk was just this looks like a game that could be, you know, could appeal to me, but I think Mass Effect was really what just killed my soul.
Right.
There's something so heartbreaking about it in a way that I've never experienced when a game just lets you down like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like your dad just never came home, you know? Like, it's like, damn.
But it's like, it feels like your dad came home, but with a different woman.
A new son. This is you now. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's, because I feel like that's the first time you get to really experience betrayal as a young adult.
Yeah.
A true betrayal.
I trusted you.
Yeah.
I followed you all the way through and this is how you were paying me?
I stuck with you for years. I had memories with you that I can't have. I've never even had with anyone else. And this is how you were paying me?
Yeah.
It's gone like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, I just try to keep as little knowledge of the gaming industry and like what's coming out as possible because I've kind of realized my favorite gaming experiences recently have just been games that I had no idea about until they were out.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about Breath of the Wild and it blew me away.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Didn't know anything about Breath of the Wild. I'm just like, it's been fucking, I haven't played Zelda since Wind Waker and it was fucking amazing.
Oh yeah.
Horizon Zero Dawn. I was like, what the fuck? What kind of game franchise is this? I had no idea what it was about. Yeah. It was fucking amazing.
That's why I'm not hyping myself up for Breath of the Wild 2, right? Because I don't want a fucking Andromeda to happen. You know, like God forbid it ever happens, but like you never know, right? So I'm just gonna wait.
Yeah, and also like I, you know, obviously just want to streaming a lot now. You know, when E3 happens or Nintendo press conference, I was like, oh, did you watch it? Did you watch the E3 conference? Why would I watch an hour of ads? Why? What, so I can get excited and give my money to a company that's going to let me down? No, thank you. When the game comes out and I hear it's good, I'll buy it.
Like, why would I sit down and watch an hour conference of getting myself hyped for something that I probably won't be hyped about?
I don't know. I think it's pretty fun. I'm not even sometimes it's fun. I'm just like, sometimes when, like, I still remember when Final Fantasy VII Remake was announced and just the reaction around that. I'm just like, I don't give a shit about Final Fantasy, but I'm fucking hype.
Meanwhile, me who never played Final Fantasy, I'm like, what's going on?
Meanwhile, I was the one guy like, yeah! In the crowd.
Yeah, and then they announced like Shenmue 3 afterwards. I was just like, what kind of press conference is this? Like, I think that, I was that, more that, hyped about the press was, conference than hyper. The actual games themselves. Yeah,
Shenmue 3, that turned out to be a great game, huh?
No, but I feel like it's a little, it's a fun little, you know, event, you know, if you take part of it. I just feel like-
I just don't want to get hyped.
What's like the Nintendo Directs, right? That's like another one where it's just like, did you watch it? Did you watch the Nintendo Direct?
There's something about Nintendo Directs that really pissed me off. Mm. I can't put my finger on it. I get angry watching Nintendo Directs. I don't know why. I think it's the way they present games that clearly no one gives a shit about. They'll be like, and now is Just Dance 17. And it's like, why?
But they always have to sandwich it between two big titles, right?
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, fair enough, right? They clearly know, but it's also just like, I don't care about Just Dance 76.
Sometimes they do like ad spots, I think, for other companies to like where they give, I think it's an ad spot. I think they do this. And they'll show a game that looks awful for like 30 minutes and they'll like a playthrough. And I'm like, stop this. Stop this right now. Show me an ad. Show me an ad over this, please. Anything else other than this. I can't stand this.
Show me a Bud Light ad.
I'll take
a Bud Light ad.
Give me Fallout 76 demo or something. God damn it, please. I'm begging for something else. I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm just getting to that point in my life where I'm becoming extremely bitter about everything that makes other people happy.
Welcome to adulting.
I think I'm getting to that point.
It's called being adulting and it's called being British as well. Yeah. It's like the worst combination.
An old angry bastard.
You know, I think I sit there on my porch just like rocking my chair thinking, oh, you young kids getting excited over games. How naive of you.
Imagine being happy. Imagine being excited.
How naive.
If only I could feel these emotions anymore.
Oh, you think Mario Golf is going to be fun? Really? Have fun playing Mario Golf. One time at a party and then never playing it ever again. Mario Tennis, you thought that was fun? I never felt angrier than when I bought Mario Tennis, the new Mario Tennis.
Right.
It's a fucking terrible game. Have you played it?
Yeah, I like it.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Why is it terrible?
Wait, have you played the original though?
No.
Well, that's probably why.
Why? Why? I have to have prerequisite knowledge of another game?
Well, compared to the original, it's much better.
I love the original.
I like the original too, but I think the new one just improved on it.
I mean, I love the original because I was a kid and I had zero taste in video games. Everything was fine.
I'm sure I pissed people off.
Oh, sorry, I don't have taste in video games. Wow.
I'm sure I pissed people off saying it's terrible. I played it and I was so bored out of my mind playing this game.
Well, I mean, clearly it's just not a game made for you, right?
Why? Why is it not? I would have loved this. What's going on? What's going on? Why do I hate this game?
You sound like the same crowd of people.
It's not toxic enough.
You sound like the same crowd of people who were pissed off when Nintendo released like the Nintendo 2DS, which was intended for like 5-year-olds. How dare Nintendo not release a console made for me?
I like the 2DS. I thought it was affordable and I like the ergonomics of it. It looked cool.
It looked like a fucking Fisher Price children's toy. And adults are like, what the fuck, Nintendo? How dare you not make, what is this?
How dare you make a toy?
What are you, a toy company? I'm not one of those people who gets angry at Nintendo for not making adult-oriented products. Right. Because that's not what they do.
Right.
But, you know, stuff like Pokemon, I wish that they would put a difficulty option or something where you could add something like that. I wish they would include something.
The toxic gamer is coming out right now.
Is that insane of me to ask Pokemon to include like something that makes it more difficult?
Well, you talk about like Pokemon Unite?
No.
Or just Pokemon in general.
Pokemon.
Well, the great thing about Pokemon is that you can make it as difficult as you fucking want. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why Nuzlocke are a thing.
I know, but I wish there was a way that in game was baked into it that allowed you to make it more difficult or to do certain things. I don't think that's. I disagree with that.
Because like I think like purposely leaving it open ended to like how difficult you want it is what makes that game so appealing to people.
Yeah.
If you put a difficulty, like if you went into a Pokemon game and you were like choose the difficulty. Immediately people will be like,
in regards to difficulty, I fucking hate choosing difficulty. I hate it. I do hate it so much.
It depends on the game. It depends on the game. Because unlike some games, it's completely stupid and unnecessary, right? Like first person shooters, like I hate it because it just makes them more bollock spongy. That's all it does. But on some games like Pokemon where it's like, okay, this, even a 12-year-old would probably find this too easy. Like especially the new one. The new one was like
The new one's like hold your hand. That's why.
It was like beyond mind, like even like, you play Platinum. Well,
then that's the problem with the game itself, right?
Right. I feel like this is a game design. Yeah, I feel like even adding 10% more difficulty to this is like, what? Yeah. Like it's Pokemon Platinum, I was playing that, I did a Nuzlocke, but like even the core game itself was actually kind of challenging.
Yeah.
You can't just like fall asleep and just spam one Pokemon.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's like, I feel that's the problem with just like Pokemon games in general, where like I played Sun and Moon, that shit holds your hand the entire way through, even as an adult. And I'm like, dude, like 10-year-old me was crying trying to get past like gym 3 of Silver, right?
But
and the game didn't give a fuck. Like, it was just like, just get good.
It's like, figure it out.
Yeah.
You're 10. You should start thinking, bro. Start thinking. You've got fucking 10-year-old thick skull yours.
Exactly. I feel like nowadays people have less patience when it comes to completing games, man.
There's no way.
Making a Pokemon gym slightly harder is hardly asking for like, we're not adding Dark Souls level of difficulty to a children's game. We are adding, you should, in a Pokemon game, I think even if you're like 10 years old, you should fail the first gym probably and be forced to be like, maybe I should buy some potions.
Yeah.
Maybe I should consider doing something, not just fucking steamrolling this shit with my Mudkip every time.
Yeah, just give it like good game design so that you don't have to say anything to get the player to figure it out, right?
Yeah, it's like, you know, when I was like a much younger kid, you know, when I was 10, whatever, playing these games, I hated it when games were like completely like steamrolly. Like you could just do it without thinking.
Yeah.
It's like having some form of difficulty there is good. And it's also important, I think, for the kid to learn that not everything is going to be fucking easy.
Yeah, exactly. Like I remember like when I was fucking like 8 years old playing Mega Man 2 for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is fucking impossible. Like, no one can beat this game.
I fucking love that game, though.
It's one of my favorite games of all time because I learned success through failure.
Kids have it too easy nowadays, guys.
The problem is, right, is that as an adult, I have absolutely zero patience for games that are bullshit hard. Right? Yeah. Kids do not. Kids will play the bullshit hard over and over and over again because it's probably the only game they're getting.
Yeah.
And but also, it's not they
anymore.
Love it.
It's not. That's the
problem.
I'm trying,
it's not anymore.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Gaming, right?
Yeah.
No, because I feel like there's just games are a lot more affordable nowadays.
Yeah.
Back then, you had one game every few months, maybe.
Yeah, but it's still most, if they're getting like an Xbox or something, they can play Fortnite for free on it. But if they want to buy another game and it's difficult, they're probably going to try and complete it because they bought the game and they wanted it for Christmas or something.
Right.
Adults try to understand kids.
No, I'm just thinking from my perspective. I don't know. Maybe a lot, I mean, most of them are just happy with like Fortnite and stuff, right? But I mean,
I think the other thing as well is that at least with like the old games is that, you know, because they could only be so long that they literally had to be like, all right, this game, if you blast through it, you could probably complete in less than an hour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But like, we want you to play this game for a long time. So we're just going to make it bullshit hard to the point where 40 minutes of gameplay is going to take you about 40 days.
Oh, there are a lot of bullshit moments in a lot of older games.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember thinking back and I'm thinking, how the fuck did I like play so many like levels of Battletoad and Contra?
Did you actually play Battletoad?
I did play Battletoad.
My God. It's actually a really fucking good game.
No, it's a good game.
Yeah, it's a fucking great game.
It's
but
just
I still remember, like to this day, as like, I remember playing the fucking motorbike. Like the hoverboard
like the
level.
Notorious level. That's
I think I played it like for a full week.
Yeah,
in my room trying to complete that fucking level.
Yeah, because I remember beating Mega Man 2 lots of times as a kid.
Yeah,
and then I recently played it a couple of years ago.
Of shit.
I could barely get past fucking Woodman.
Yeah,
and I'm like, how the fuck did I do this as a 10-year? Oh, it's because I literally spent like a month of my life just grinding.
Also, I can't play Mega Man at my age. I'm gonna get a fucking carpal tunnel. Like I tried playing Mega Man X. I'm just like, oh, I'm getting a fucking cramp here from just like doing like the wall jump. Jesus Christ, my God.
That's great though. I love it.
I guess I'm angry that I'm getting older and these children games aren't getting older with me.
Yeah,
I guess so.
I now like when a game has just like one set difficulty, even if it's
easy,
if it's steamrolled. Like I'm so like, I get anxious that with any game or any piece of media where I want to enjoy it the most, right? Yeah. I want it to enjoy the most on my first playthrough. And sometimes I've had games where I load it up and I hit the difficulty level selection and I'm just like, I'm getting anxiety just now. I'm already getting anxiety. You know what? Maybe I'll play this game another time.
This is why I like games that even if they have difficulty options, they let you just change it on the fly.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Don't any consequences for it. Yeah, and it's like, all right, well, this section's kind of bullshit. I'm gonna knock it down.
How do you feel about people who like purposely select like easy mode?
Well, like, it depends on the game. There's some games where I'm like, you're actually just like not playing the game if you pick the worst one because it's far too easy.
But like, there's that whole like stigma, I guess, like connotation that like, oh, you're not a real gamer if you're playing it on easy mode. Get good scrub, like levels of things. But
I mean, it's obviously if I was there in the room with them, I'd be like, oh, what's wrong, little baby? You're not gonna click normal. But you know, being on the podcast, and if a general audience asked me, I'd be like, yeah, of course. Well, you can pick whatever difficulty you want.
Yeah, right.
But obviously, if you're my mate, I'm gonna rinse you.
Play baby mode Mario.
Yeah,
Kart.
I'm like, you are you playing Mario Kart with baby mode on? Yeah. No, you're not. No,
no, you're not.
Yeah, I mean it's different, right? Obviously, you'll poke fun at your friends.
Yeah,
and you'll fuck around with that. But I obviously, in general, I think that you can play whatever fucking difficulty you want. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Why would I care? Why does it take away from me?
Just have fun. Just have fun. Exactly.
If you
want
to be
game.
A little baby bitch, you can be a little baby bitch. I don't care. You have the right to do that. You paid the 60
You have
bucks.
The right to be a baby bitch.
You paid the 60 bucks, you get to do it. Yeah, you know? Exactly. But also, you know, I think it's good because not everyone, you know, obviously some people have disabilities as well. They can't play the game on the hardest difficulty, you know, because maybe they can't do it. You know, I just think accessibility is good in gaming. I think the one of the things that pisses me off most, and it's always the Japanese game companies that do this, is that like the accessibility options in their games are terrible. Mm. Like they don't let you change anything. No right. button remapping, none of that. I right. love it when games are like, bro, what do you want to do? How big do you want the character models to be? Or what? Sorry. How bold do you want the outlines to
be? Do you ever use button remapping?
Yeah, all the time. I've never used it
in my life.
I love button remapping, and it's pissing me off that a lot of games don't do it, and a lot of the indie devs are normally the ones who include a shit ton of accessibility options.
But that's a lot of like PC games as well. Yeah. Right? Like it's not a lot of console games have button remapping, right?
I mean, the beauty of console games is that it's just plug and play. It's very simple. Yeah. Right? You just put a disc in or whatever, or you download the game and you just start playing.
Okay, so the argument behind accessibility options and button remapping especially is like, especially with people who are, you know, maybe someone has a disability where they can't use one of their hands properly. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a button where they can't press jump.
Yeah.
But they can press the jump button with this finger.
Right,
the idea is that even though, yes, this is probably the best layout, someone out there might have a way easier time with this button being on this one, right? So just give them the option to remap it.
No.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. No, I'm definitely not against button remapping. Yeah. I've just personally never used it. Yeah.
Nintendo's gotten a lot better at it as well, I think, actually. I think so. But they're awkward sometimes with it. And also like colorblind options. The Last of Us had like amazing accessibility options. Like you could change it so everything in the thing was just like two colors. Like it's all gray and the models are just like bright red and bright blue. So even someone who's like completely like, you know, has really bad case of vision can play the game because they can see the models outlines and stuff. And then you can also just turn stuff on for yourself. Like if you prefer color, like a lot of people play Apex Legends with like the colorblind settings on to change the color of the bars and stuff to make it more visible.
Right.
You know, I think that especially, I'm going on a rant now. This is one thing that I think is absolutely no excuse why this shouldn't be an option on every single video game. Subtitles. Why is there not subtitles in every single video game?
They
have the script.
I hate it. I hate games that I
hate
games that don't have subtitles.
Like, sometimes I don't want to have to like listen to it at full volume.
Yeah.
And sometimes maybe there's explosions and shit going on. I want to read it. They have the script. Just plop this shit in.
It just like, what is it about not just gaming, but like movie audio mixing? Especially if you like, I remember I watched Nightcrawlers yesterday with Sydney, and you know we watched a few movies, and we turned up like the TV to almost full volume.
Yeah,
characters start speaking, it's just like. And it's just like, what? What? Is that a subtitle option? And then we turn on the TV to full volume and it's still like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And suddenly, out of nowhere, going, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I'm getting earaches right now. What the hell is going on? I had
some compression on this shit.
I literally had that happen to me when I watched Interstellar like last week. Like, oh my God, that movie. It's a fantastic movie, don't get me wrong, but my God. And I love Matthew McConaughey, but man, like listening to him is like listening to a subwoofer that barely works. It's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Because when they're mixing these movies, they're mixing them on like these gigantic audio editing suites where you can hear everything. And I'm like, no, edit this shit on a fucking AirPod, bro. So you can hear what most people are going to listen to, like when they're listening to
this. I'm like, it's this amazing scene, you know, when like Matthew McConaughey is giving this like really like intense speech.
Yeah.
And all I'm hearing is just these fucking organs. And it's just like, ooh, and Matthew's like, like, I don't know what you're saying. Speak up.
No, because like I swear, some of the time, like the audio mixing on like video games as well, it's like watching a bass boosted meme, you know, where the dialogue is so quiet, and then it just your ears just get fucking destroyed.
Yeah. Well, I fucking love YouTube videos. Some like small YouTubers who's like audio is way too fucking quiet, and the music is like dun 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 dun. And you can't fucking hear them, and you're—I don't know why—I love it. It's
my favorite.
It's so charming.
I know. It's so pure. I love it.
But yeah, subtitles on video games. This is why we need it. Even like, especially. Even in your own language, right?
So there should be absolutely no reason why there shouldn't be subtitles because they have to write the script for the game. Mm. Just put the fucking script into the software that can do this, right? Just someone has to time it.
And that sucks. And I hate how it's like a lot of games, the default is off.
Yeah.
Just make it on, and if you don't like it, then you can turn it off.
Also, I think a lot of games as well do this, and I think every game should do this, is that they let you choose how big you want the text, the color of the text, the outline of the text, shadow and stuff, so you can get the subtitles just right. So, you know, again, if you can't really see very well, you know, you should. I don't understand why games don't just give you all these options. I get it, it's crunch, they don't have time, but I mean, it's like, all right, well, just fuck the people who can't play the game like everyone else, right? Just fuck them, right? Yeah, fuck them. Which is why, like, everyone loves to clown on Xbox, And I get it, you know. I'm an Xbox boy myself. I love Xbox.
Right. Yeah.
I think Xbox have done some of the like most amazing things for accessibility. Have you seen the controller they've made?
Mm.
It's like the this pad, right? And you can literally hook anything up to it.
Right.
Literally anything into a controller. And it's set up so that like you can just turn anything into a controller so that no matter how your position is or what disability you have, you can set it up so that you can get away where you can play games.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like they have so many mods with it as well. So they have inbuilt mods, but you can do anything. It's so cool. It's can you pull it up, Nabi, actually? What's it called?
Oh, you're talking about the
Elite? Get the coffee actually real quick while I pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, Xbox made this controller called the Xbox Adaptive Controller. And like you can literally just plug anything you want, like a massive button, something that you blow on, like
that's so cool.
Literally anything you want.
Is so this like recent?
It's been out for like 2-3 years.
Oh, wow.
It's been out for a while.
Never heard of it.
And it's done some amazing things. Like it's so cool that like Xbox thought to do that because they're probably not going to make much money off that.
Right.
Like, that's not something you make money off of. So a lot of the companies won't do it. But you know, I thought, fuck, fair play to Microsoft, man. Like,
I mean, yeah, like that's great cred, right?
Yeah. I just like, why wouldn't you do that?
They're looking out for all gamers out
there. Yeah. And also, you know, just a lot of the stuff like Xbox.
We were talking about a serious topic, and just the way they're looking out for all gamers out there. Just,
I mean, that was sincerity. It just sounds so facetious now.
The term gamers has just like been ruined. It's been meme.
For the record, I meant that in all sincerity. All right, please.
any game company or whatever that spends money and time to develop stuff for, you know, accessibility options that they know is probably not going to be valued by 99% of people.
Yeah.
That's mad respect.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
of course.
I feel like
praised.
I feel like in terms of customization and accessibility, well, maybe not accessibility, but definitely customization. It's always been the PC gaming crowd that's been leading the charge. And, you know, obviously Xbox, Microsoft, you know, it kind of feels like it fits within their IP. Whereas Nintendo is kind of like the Apple of the gaming world, where it's like, this is how we're doing things. You can buy a peripherals. You can't buy your own peripherals. It's always going to be our peripherals.
It sucks, right? Because like, imagine it, like Miyamoto's there, this kid who can't use his hands. And Miyamoto's like, yeah, you don't get to play my games. Why? Because you don't make enough money. Do you make money? Do you make millions of dollars? No, bye-bye. You know, like that's just like, why would you deny someone the option to go to play your games? You know, like I'd like to think that if something happened to me or, you know, if I had a kid who loved gaming and he wasn't able to use the standard controller, I'd want to think that there's a chance that he can play his favorite games. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I said he, like, I know it's a boy. Of course it's going to be a boy. I won't allow it.
I'm joking. Ew, girls? Daughters? Disgusting.
I just...
Gamer
no
girls?
Excuse,
don't exist.
Like it's not hard to make something that's like that you can just allow someone to customize, you know? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you still need help from someone else to help set it up for you. But, you know, why not? Pisses me off.
Like all these companies have all this money, right? Like at least spend it on something that you know.
Yeah, like Nintendo at one point. Yeah. I think it was like a year ago. It was the most cash rich company in Japan.
I mean, dude, that pandemic did. They have this.
They have just cash lying around. Make a fucking accessible controller, Nintendo. Fuck me. Stop making Joy-Cons that don't fucking work. God damn it.
Stop making Joy-Cons that break after 6 months.
Jesus.
Literally is like an Apple periphery.
It is.
It's just like, oh, it breaks off the system. Let's just buy a new pair. Just buy a new pair.
I had a friend who was like, who didn't know anything about Joy-Con drift or anything like that. And they were like, yeah, I don't know why.
What's Joy-Con drift?
You don't know anything about Joy-Con drift?
I don't play my Switch enough.
It's when the D-pad just doesn't
stop. So unfortunately, there's a massive lawsuit going on. I don't know if it's been resolved with Nintendo and a bunch. It's a class action.
Right.
Essentially, the controllers, after like a random period of time, they just start drifting the Joy-Con. Like the joystick its own.
Right.
It's not just the Joy-Cons either. The Pro controllers do the same thing.
Yeah. And it's been a massive problem and people have to buy so many Joy-Cons. And Joy-Cons aren't cheap. They're like $60.
They're like 60, $70.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And and they drift. And I had a friend who was playing it and bless them, they're not really a gamer. And they were like, yeah, so when I'm playing it, sometimes I just go to the side. Why is that? And I'm like, first time? Huh? Yeah, so Nintendo made a shitty product that doesn't fucking work.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with it. Buy a new one if you don't like it.
Spend more money.
Yeah, Nintendo says they'll fix it as well, that they have like warranty or something. I don't know.
I think the last thing that something like that happened to me was the infamous Xbox Red Rings of Death.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that was such a debacle.
What a fucking clown fiesta that was, man.
Did you have to send your Xbox away to Microsoft?
No. So, like, I did this, like, fucking guerrilla tactic that I found on the internet of, like, now that I know what I'm doing, I was just basically overheating the Xbox. So what you do is you fucking wrap a towel around it, and then... No, I'm actually serious. You wrap a towel around it, and then you turn on the Xbox and leave it for, like, a few hours. So you're just basically overheating...
You're cooking it.
Yeah, you're overheating or cooking your fucking CPU or something.
You should have put like a 4chan thread to set your house on fire. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, very, very much like a fire hazard. But
how to be an arsonist with an Xbox.
For some reason, for some inexplicable reason, it worked. And I have no idea why.
Wait, so do you want to explain what the Red Ring of Death is for people who don't know?
Yeah. So back when Xbox released their Xbox 360.
Mm. They rushed it out and it was poorly manufactured. Yeah. It had many problems.
Yeah, right. So if you bought one of the first generation consoles that were released, you basically had a time limit, right? It was basically like a year or two.
Right.
And every Xbox had this where you'd play and then one day, for one reason that nobody could tell, it just wouldn't work.
Right.
And so you would get the three rings, right? So when the Xbox turns on, right, you would you'd see like a green ring around the power button.
Yeah.
And basically it was split into four segments, and the red rings of death meant three segments were red, which was mean something was wrong with the startup.
Right.
And nobody, like, we called it the red rings of death because everyone had this issue and it never got resolved. And how you would resolve it is to basically send it back to the manufacturer.
It cost Microsoft billions.
Jeez.
Because of all this shit. Because it happens so often. Right. And my friend, I had two friends who had it. So we had a group of four of us who all played Xbox.
Yeah.
And I never got it, thank God. I would have actually cried. Because what my friend had to go through sounded like my worst nightmare as a 16-year-old me.
Yeah.
He got the Red Ring of Death and he had to send it back. And then they sent back a box, an Xbox that was refurbished and it was someone else's and it didn't work.
Yeah.
What?
So So
they're just recycling Xboxes?
Apparently they were doing stuff like this. Like, right. It was pretty widespread.
Jeez.
So he sent it and they called them up. Again, this is like over months. Like, this took, I think it took like half a year to get it fixed.
Jesus.
Overall. Mm-hmm. He had to send it back like three times before they finally fixed it. And then it broke 6 months later and he just gave up. He was like, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
I'm not sending it. I mean, this is that literally like scared me to death. I was like, the thought of my Xbox dying. I was like, this is my lifeline. Like, if this goes, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. If I can't play Halo Reach, I'm going to lose it. It's going to be everyone's problem.
Remember memory cards and
yeah.
stuff? Have you ever had like a save file that's just been corrupt?
Actually trauma from my childhood of like my fucking GameCube ones just like dying for no reason.
The GameCube ones died all the fucking time.
The GameCube ones were the worst. Oh my God.
I remember I just ended up with like a pile of them.
You know why? It's because I bought the Mad Catz ones.
Ah, see.
Back in the day, Mad Catz was like everything. Like, if you wanted a controller or another memory card or any peripheral that was half the price, Mad Catz.
So like we have like the Xbox now in our, not the Xbox, sorry, the GameCube in our room right now. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to buy some memory cards for it.
Yeah.
I just, and like the trauma kicked back. The moment I said that to myself, I was like, we got to buy memory cards. We got to buy memory cards. I just ended up buying like 10 memory cards. Cause I was like, I'm just expecting the worst.
Yeah.
One of these memory cards is going to die in like 2 days, guaranteed. Luckily it hasn't happened yet. So I just have this like pile of memory cards in my room that are just unused just in case. But
I
remember it sucked as well because it was like, there was no pattern to it.
No, there wasn't. There was never a pattern.
It was just like one day the memory card was like, see ya.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah, I think playing with memory cards on the GameCube has given me a permanent fear of playing JRPGs. Like, like it was like, you know, Mario Kart, you know, fucking any Zelda game. Okay, Zelda's bad enough. Okay,
yeah, but like I've had some Wind Waker accounts just completely die on me for no reason.
But there is nothing worse than a fucking JRPG corrupting. And I've had it on GameCube. I've had it on PS2. I still have never finished Star Ocean 3 because I've gotten fucking 60 hours into the game. I was invested and then the memory card got corrupted and I just lost 60 hours of my life.
And
I've never gotten it back and I don't know what the ending of that game is.
I had it even worse once. I think it was like the second time I played a Final Fantasy game. I was playing Final Fantasy VI for the first time on Super Nintendo and I was like 40 hours in. I think I was like maybe like two bosses away. Mm-hmm. And just one of my cousins walked past, kicked the SNES and completely reset my file.
What the fuck?
After just like a light tap like that, it just went, just died. And I was like, Bro. What happened? Flicked it back on, corrupt, all gone.
Bro. Yeah.
And I was like, I'd never been that close to committing murder in my life. But I was that close. Like 8-year-old me was like, is this how like serial murders start?
Yeah. Joey was a good boy. Until the day.
Until he wasn't.
Until that day when someone kicked his SNES.
And then that's when I realized just the absolute fragility of these like old consoles literally just a tiny, it wasn't even like a boot. It was like literally just like a little laptop.
It was either you had like an absolute tank or you got very unlucky and one tap did it. Yeah. Like, I swear to God, I dropped my Nintendo DS like a million times as a child. And never broke.
Those things are brick shit houses. Yeah.
But I heard it never broke.
Yeah.
But somehow, you know, my PS2 would just shit itself all the time. But I swear everyone else's PS2 was a tank. So I don't really understand.
For some reason, like they're always like the Sony ones were just like the most fragile things compared, like being a Nintendo
kid. Xbox 360s, I've seen like how those things survive. I don't even know, man. Even though the Red Ring of Death, like go on, I'm sorry.
I know, like did you ever have that experience on a PS2 where you go up to the loading screen and then you put the disc in and you just like, you're praying for like a few seconds of silence. You're praying to God that you're going to get the zoop.
Yeah.
And when you don't, you have this like, it's like this fucking hellish dimension, right? Where the PS2 just turns into like the gates of like, the fucking gates of hell opened up. It's all red. And you're just like, oh, I've got a corrupt disc. Oh no.
How do you even do that? How do you even get a corrupt disc? How does that even happen?
How do you not do that? I'm sure. Have you never had a faulty disc?
Even the OG like Xboxes, like if that was like one like micrometer of
bit being scratched.
Not even scratched. If there was like just a tiny bit of dust on it, it just wouldn't run.
I remember there was like disc cleaning services at like game stores, and
really,
yeah, in the UK, and they just didn't fucking work, like. At all. Like you pay like £30.
Yeah.
Which is like the cost of a game at that time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you'd get like two discs back and they just didn't do anything. Didn't work. They'd be like, yeah, it's good to go. And I'm like, no, it's not. I put it in. Did you even try it? And they're like, yeah, it worked. I'm like, fuck off, it didn't. No,
that's why I like the, you know, like the Super Nintendo cartridges, right? Because it's like, if it didn't work.
Cartridges are pretty nice.
Blow on that bitch, like smack it against the wall if you want and you pop it in and it magically works.
Oh, speaking of the cartridge and things you should never do.
Yeah.
I remember how like I had a fucking dickhead. Like it was like you know some kids are just dickheads for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
So we had like this this distant relative friend who like
who is no longer a friend.
You'll hear this
He's
story.
Just a distant relative.
You'll hear the story and you're like, you know family reunions, Asian family reunions. They're like some kids there, some people that you don't know how you're related to or your family. Families related to, but it's like a family friend, cousin, and they're always fucking worse. Yeah. So I remember we were like playing GoldenEye on the N64.
But he chose our job, didn't he?
Huh?
But he chose
our job. No. He didn't do that. He got smashed. He got battered, and he was a pretty young kid.
I schooled him.
We schooled him. It was 4v4. It was a 4-player game. He died immediately.
Yeah.
And he got humiliated. And what did he do? He just went over to the N64 and just took the cartridge out. No turning off the console, no nothing, just took the cartridge
out. That's a big no-no. You can't do that.
And I'm just like you know the debate of like whether people can be born evil or whether they learn it. Like I'm just like, clearly kids are born evil. Like I'm clearly just witnessing Johann Liebert right here. You know?
There are some kids that you're like, you must have been born for sunrise.
You came out the womb a bastard.
I bet there was fucking music playing when you came out the fucking womb.
Like Final Fantasy boss music.
I bet Zephyros theme played when you came out. It's like for some, like as a kid, as I'm sure you can understand as well. Like as a gaming kid, right? There was like, you could punch me, you could spit on me, you could stab me, but you don't touch the game console.
No.
That's a big no-no. You don't, doesn't matter how heated shit gets, you stay away from the PS1.
That's sacrilegious.
That's like the stuff that you, I was a calm kid at times. Yeah. But the one thing that would set me off is like, you touch the game console while it's on, I'm a loser. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, one of my biggest pet peeves as a kid, whenever I play with like a mate or something, or whenever I have mates over, is for some reason, everyone had fucking greasy hands and their controllers would grease up, their hands would grease up my controllers.
No respect for the DualShock PS2 controller.
Yeah. Like my biggest pet peeve was when, you know, when we were having food or something and we had pizza and they would be eating the pizza while playing the game and I could
get a wet wipe, please.
And I could see their greasy hands going on the controller and I'm just like, you know what? Maybe friendship's overrated. Yeah. This is why I play.
And it forms that line of grease in like in between like the button and the controller. Yeah. You can physically see it.
That's why, you know, when people always grab pizza and there is kitchen roll available, I'm like, you absolute animal. Why didn't you pick, that was a perfectly good kitchen roll on the table. Why did you not take a slice?
Yeah.
You know, for the crumbs or just to wipe your hands on. You know, this is pizza. It's greasy. Come on.
Never again.
Yeah. Please. Learn some manners. Especially as adults, because I feel like even as adults, there's some people who don't do that as well. And I don't know, greasy controllers are just like one of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah,
it's pretty disgusting. Because it's kind of hard to clean a greasy.
Yeah, it is.
You gotta get the grease out and it goes in the fold.
Ugh, gross.
I was gonna say something, I totally forgot. You know what was my most hated genre of video online? Genre of video. It is the people who turn people's game consoles off of like 10-year-old kids while they're playing. And they're like, look, he's getting angry. Yeah, no shit, he's getting angry. You just turn that shit off.
I've never heard of that genre of video.
You must have seen them. There's tons of videos out there where people just go up to like their little brother, turn the game console off or PC off while they're playing Minecraft or something.
What a cunt.
And then they're like, haha, look, he's getting angry. Yeah, no shit, he's getting angry. Yeah. He's probably building his fucking world.
That's like the adulting version of that is like if your friend was driving and then you just pulled the fucking keys. It's like, haha, look, he's angry. It's like, yeah, no. Shit, he's angry. Didn't deserve that.
Analogy was that?
Yeah, that's kind of that's like life threatening.
That's just like, yo, I'm about to die.
Well, yeah,
in the end game.
Well, let's die together.
Well, yeah, to a 10-year-old, it might as well be fucking life and death, right?
I'd rather you pull the keys out.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
It's life and death. So, what's a good analogy? Fuck you.
It's one of those things where it's like, okay, doing something to like, if that kid accidentally turned off his own PC, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, if he gets angry, this is his fault. He did. But when you do it to someone, you know, it's like, okay, just because you don't understand the hobby and you don't understand how invested someone is, fuck you, thinking that it's just funny because you turned it off, you got a reaction. Do something else. What's wrong with you?
Especially when it's like unwarranted, right?
Yeah, how sad is your life that you have to do this to someone, that you have to just turn their game console off to get some views on Instagram or something? Like, fuck off. You're a dickhead.
Where have you started seeing these?
Yeah.
Dude, these videos have been around for decades online.
I think I've just like avoided watching them.
Some of the like most popular clips back in the day were like brothers turning off each other's game consoles while they were playing and like watching their kid rage.
I mean, the only one
this
I,
is a big thing.
I mean, the yeah, only one big, I know is like the kid who got like his WoW account deleted by his mom, right? The one he's like freaking out.
That's staged there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's staged, but.
I feel like I've seen some videos where that's been true.
I've seen
some of those videos where just accounts get deleted.
But like, because obviously now, because TikTok is rising, right? So I feel like TikTok has been going through a lot of the old trends that happened back in the day.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've been seeing it a lot on TikTok. And I'm like, this just isn't funny. This is, you're just a dickhead. Like, how are you getting likes for this?
Well, was it funny back in the day, though, when you were watching it?
But yeah, but that's because like the kids would like stage it and they would like make these like insane reactions.
It's funny back in the day when I was younger.
Yeah, when I was 10.
I'm older now. Now there's just a dickhead.
When I was 10, I thought it was funny because I was like, oh, this is great. This is so funny. The kids shouting and screaming.
Yeah.
But now I'm an adult and I'm like, but then seeing another adult do it, I'm like, what's wrong with you? If I'm 10 and my 12-year-old brother did it to me, that's probably funny to another 12-year-old me.
Mm. One like video genre that's very similar to that I've just never gotten or found funny is just like people being dickheads in like big stores or something. So I remember I used to see all the time in Vine and TikTok or something like that.
There's so many TikToks.
I've been dick in stores. Yeah.
Just like fucking...
just being public nuisances.
Yeah, just being public nuisances in like, it's always like something like a Walmart or a Costco.
Where they like used to like the milk challenge where they'd throw the milk in the air.
Yeah, throw the milk in the air or fucking just like get all the footballs and just like start throwing them everywhere or just like breaking shit.
Yeah.
And it'd always like, it was always be captioned with like the fucking laugh emoji or something like that. I'm just like, who's funny? Someone's got to clean up this mess because there's always someone making a mess or something. I'm just like, dude, like the fucking employees are getting paid shit and they gotta clean up your mess.
I wish that genre of videos would just die.
Yeah.
But people are just always desperate to get
likes. That's the thing, right? It's like I feel that a lot of the times like those guys just get away with it.
Oh yeah. Right?
Like if there was like repercussions for every single person who was doing that, I think it would stop, you know, obviously. But they just think I just made a mess.
I think
something funny,
people,
right?
There was a video trend that went around. Mm. I have no idea why this is a trend at all. People used to open the ice cream containers and lick it.
I remember that.
Yeah, and someone did get convicted, actually.
Oh, yeah, good. Because like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's fucking vile. Yeah. It's just so gross. And I have to sit there and think, what kind of sick fuck thought of this idea and thought it was funny, and then also the person who watched it and thought that's hilarious. Yeah. I'm going to go do that. That's what's wrong? What? How have we failed every single parent on this earth? How have they failed that there's two people who have the same idea and thought this was funny, and then again after that, more people find it funny. How are these people being bred?
That's just how I feel about like most YouTube or like just internet.
There should be like a, you know, when you go to the doctor to get your child birth, they should play a series of videos and they'll ask you, is this funny?
If you laugh at any of them, they just deny it.
Yeah. We're taking the kid. You clearly don't have the right to
Child services is just standing there like waiting for you to laugh. It's like, do it. I dare you.
Next up, we have the screaming in public challenge. Yeah. Here you go. And then if they laugh a little,
Show the Tide Pod challenge. Do you think that was a good idea?
Yeah.
How does it make you feel?
I don't know. It's so tragic. Fuck, man.
We're a shit person Rorschach test.
That's terrible, man.
Did you ever find shit like Jackass or something funny back in the day, though?
Yeah, but that's because I think it was new and it was unheard of. And, you know, as well, when it was on TV, there was a lot of disconnect.
I feel like that disconnect from TV is just gone because there was always like, I don't know, might not have been true, but as a kid, I was just, if it was on TV, then there was always that disconnect of like, oh, this is maybe staged or they sorted something out. Or people in that video got compensation of some form.
Well, because, you know, when Jackass did those stunts in public, you know, even back then, the rules were the same. You can't just upload any footage of any person's face. You have to get a release form. And so they were still, that means it's the person they pranked clearly signed off on it. Because you have to get the release form or they're blurred.
Yeah.
And in that case, it's like, all right, well.
I liked Jackass back in the day, but like the ones where they would do shit in public with like just, you know, random people in the streets, I did not like watching those. Just because like I felt bad for the people who got involved, right?
What was it?
But I like the ones where they would just like do shit with each other and just laugh at each other. Like those were fucking hilarious. But
yeah.
But you know, also that even with Jackass, right? A network is signing off on this. They are following rules, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is with like, and people are doing this in public and they're doing it on their own.
They don't know shit.
There's no rules. Yeah. There's no release forms. There's no procedure around this. And even if you are going to prank someone, you can't just show their face. Like you have to get a release form.
Yeah.
Like it's a mess. And I think the problem is that because we've seen this on TV, the younger generation think that, oh, okay, well, I can just do that. It's like, no.
There's lots of adulting things that
there's
happen.
There's a reason why all the big prank channels fake the stunt, the pranks, because it gets to the point
otherwise they can't get away with it.
Yeah, you can't. Like, getting release forms is a nightmare. And also, you know, getting the reactions you want is a pain in the ass, and then you have to get them to sign a release.
Yeah.
So it's
you know, and so a lot of prank channels just are dickheads,
and they died.
Yeah.
Well, nearly all of them, like a lot of them ran into trouble. Like, I mean, Vitaly or whatever is in prison.
Went
to prison in Egypt.
What did he do?
He climbed the fucking pyramids.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Did he do that?
Yeah, and then when he got let out, he was like, it's the worst thing ever. And then he got out and then went and beat up some old woman. He jumped an old woman in Santa Monica or something.
He actually went insane.
Like, though. He nearly killed this woman.
Fuck. I think
don't do pranks.
I think the one story I remember was like two kids.
That one's
horrible. The two brothers who faked a burglary or something like that, or faked a bank
Uber,
robbery.
Yeah, and they got the Uber.
And then they got the Uber, and the Uber refused to drive them, and they were like, "Ha, what an asshole Uber driver who wouldn't drive us." And I was just like, "What is going on in this world right now?"
And they thought it was hilarious.
And the people, and millions of people found that hilarious.
It's tragic, you know, and like you know that. Prank where that, oh, not prank, or that challenge where that guy tried to see how many, if a book could stop a desert eagle or something, which, you know, you can't help but laugh at how stupid that
sounds. And the girlfriend
sounds.
Literally shot the boyfriend.
Yeah, and she killed him. Yeah. And it's like, this is tragic. Cause like, you know, people obviously getting these ideas from watching this shit online. It's fucking terrible. I think pranks are a genre that should just die on YouTube. And any prank that isn't like a very just like chill prank on like someone you know.
Right.
Like you know, those pranks are hilarious, right?
The ones that always end with the person getting pranked laughing is like, you know, the ones that are like fine.
You spray your housemate with water, you put a pie in their face, whatever. Yeah. That's all good fun, you know? But like, I just think when you're doing it to strangers and they have no say, it's like, and it's something that could hurt them or it's something that could genuinely scare them. Like, you could be traumatized some of these
absolutely.
Pranks. So I was like, fuck that. No. Yeah.
Just like, don't be an asshole, basically. It's such a fine line because, you know, the line between
but a lot of these
asshole,
people are psychopaths. They don't know what the
yeah, exactly.
Is.
A lot of people are psychopaths. And, you know, unfortunately, we live in a climate where a lot of times being an arsehole gives you good
reward.
You get rewarded for it.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. Man, we're just like growing into like old, bitter old men, aren't we?
Man, I don't know if it's because I've just been on YouTube so long, man. It's just some genres, I don't like to be like elitist and look down on genres of YouTube.
Yeah.
But pranks is one of the genres.
But then I do.
But then I most certainly will towards pranks. Yeah, pranks are absolutely a genre that should have died long ago.
Yeah. I mean, and luckily they have, I feel, in a lot of ways. But I mean, they've died on YouTube, but now they've just.
I think they've just migrated to TikTok. They started on YouTube, and then Vine was also, there was so many prank Vines as well. And then now I think they've just both migrated to TikTok as well. And it's just,
I've been watching a lot of YouTube shorts and I just lose my mind watching this stuff.
Why are you watching of who?
I don't know. It just pops up and I watch them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are pretty good, but obviously just all reposts.
Yeah.
But like there's some genre of videos that I just think I absolutely despise to death. And one of them is like, there's this genre. And I don't understand it at all. There's this video and there's this guy, right? And there's like, imagine that your phone is vertical, whatever, it's cut into two. Mm. There'll be one video of the guy explaining the video that is about to play before you.
Okay.
That is very self-explanatory.
Right.
So there's one where there was this video and he was like, this guy's like, here are the different types of Pokemon compared to each other in size. And it goes like Pikachu, 1 meter, Snorlax, 1 meter, Wailord. And it's like, I did not need you to tell me what this is. And I don't need you to sit there for 10 seconds like this while the video is playing after you've explained
what it is. Oh, it's still on screen.
It's still on screen the whole time. He's just sitting there. He's like, and then he'll go like, whoa, that's big. Whoa, I didn't expect that Pokemon to be big. And it's like, what is this?
That's
you stole someone else's video. You reposted it.
Oh, it's not even his video.
No. No, of course it's not his video. And they just repost it. And it's like, this is shit. This is the worst type of content. I hate this so much.
It's literally just stealing.
I just hate it, man. And yeah, it's terrible.
Reactions 2.0. The evolution.
This is what it, because yeah, that's what it is. Instead of like,
it's reaction videos with somehow less effort.
Yeah, they've made reaction videos that are somehow worse than reaction videos where they're like not even reacting. It's like, "Hey, I'm going to explain to you what the video is going to explain to you." And it's like,
they're literally just a talking description box.
Yeah, it's
that's all it is.
I immediately skip them whenever, or any like financial advice ones, I skip immediately. There's a lot of those. There's a lot of ones that start off with inspirational music. You'll be scrolling and you'll hear the inspirational music.
Here's how I made my first $1 million.
Like, sure, why are you working for $10 an hour? And it's like, I know where this is going. And it's like, I work for $1,000 an hour. You know why? I value my time. And it's like, oh my fucking God. This sheer amount of guru stuff on TikTok and YouTube shorts is insane. It's way out of control.
Well, yeah, I mean, like it's
poor kids who are going to think that like everyone should be earning 10 grand a minute. You know what I mean? Like, they go back to their dad, you know, and the kid's like, what do you want to do for Christmas, or what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Kid comes in with a fucking Bluetooth headset. Dad, I've already started making $10,000 an hour from drop shipping online. You know, the fact that you're working at your job is actually kind of cringe, Dad. You know what I mean? It's like, you're going to have a whole generation of kids raised like this. Yeah, it's tragic.
I know.
They're in like fucking kindergartens, like putting down what they want to be when they grow up, and everyone puts entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur. Yeah, like, Dad's like, what do you want for Christmas, son? Dad, why haven't you invested in my 401k? Yeah. This is embarrassing.
When you grow up, where would you like to go? Silicon Valley. Yeah. It's the only destination.
It's fucking absurd. It's so stupid, man.
Jesus,
I can't stand it.
Just do what you want, man. Just do what you want.
There's a lot of really funny stuff though on there, but you have to siphon and shovel through so much shit to find some good TikToks and shit.
That's why I just wait for them to eventually get onto YouTube. Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. You know if they like make their way on like YouTube compilations or Twitter, which is how I consume most of my TikTok because I did actually try downloading TikTok the other day and I gave it a go, and I was just like, it's just I don't have enough patience for the algorithm to find what I really like because there's so much shit you go through, and there's so, like, it's so weird seeing some of the TikToks that are there, because I remember going through anime TikTok and seeing, okay, I am an anime YouTuber by trade. I wonder what anime TikTok is up to.
That was your first mistake. Asking that question.
So there was this like really, really weird trend that was going on, which is like the silhouette trend or something like
I remember that shit.
Okay. So you know what I'm talking about. Where these girls or guys would like basically pretend that they were making out with a silhouette of a character or something, right?
Yeah.
And one
that
of the-
That funny.
And one of the- but it's just like, it's 100% serious.
It's ironic.
Oh.
It's ironically funny.
Oh, I thought it was a joke.
No. It's 100%.
It'd be funny if it was a joke.
Oh, I thought it was a joke.
It's 100% serious. Okay, fuck. That where like, where like you just pretend like you're making out with someone, right? And it's like, there's no irony to it. It is just that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I remember I was browsing anime TikTok and I saw a clip which had like millions and millions of views on this clip. And it's this, and then there's this girl who's pretending to make out with a silhouette of Bakugo. And they literally put in sound clips of the dub to make it seem like he's in a dominating fashion.
Oh my God.
For this TikTok. And I'm just like, I must be getting old, because I remember if you did this, like when I was an anime fan growing up, you'd get bullied for this
shit.
You
would get crucified.
You would like this is the type of shit people got internet bullied for, man.
I like the JoJo pose one. It's like JoJo.
JoJo pose.
That one was cool.
That one was cool.
That one was cool because there was like, yeah, because like there was either people who were just really good at JoJo posing, but then there were other people who like took that and put like a spin on it, right? With like all sorts of different anime and stuff like that. That's fine. But like that shit is the same as like, you know, like laughing at those is the same as people, you know, laughing at like back in the day of like, you know, watching people proposing at anime cons and stuff like that, right? Like those, like that trend of video is just like kind of coming back, but now it's just on TikTok now.
Yeah. Okay. And it's just so weird seeing these things trending and being popular, because I just remember thinking, wow, like this is so much different to being an anime fan when I was fucking,
when I was fucking
growing up. They just like repost anime scenes and like play different music.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? What? I don't want to watch this shit. I've seen this repost of this one anime scene a million times, and it's some samurai versus like a lumberjack.
What?
And they're like fighting each other.
Okay.
And I've seen this scene reposted on YouTube and TikTok and stuff like a million times. I still don't know what it's from, but I've seen this fight like a million times. Mm. And it's just always on TikTok. I don't get it.
Is it like good at all?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, but that's it. Fine.
Like they just keep reposting it. Like I don't get it.
At least it's not like the samurai lumberjack making out, right? In the silhouette challenge.
Maybe it could be. It could be.
Next TikTok idea.
I don't know. Right?
Maybe, free real maybe estate. Take it.
We'll do the silhouette challenge.
It gave me the same reaction as, you know, that animation of like Sonic and Mario making out.
I love that animation. That's the best
one. I love that one.
That's a great fucking clip. It's so funny.
It's that one has like so many layers to it, though.
It's
you know
the fiery
what I mean?
Passion at which. Mario and Sonic are making out, and Sonic rips off Mario's like shirt in like such a passion that makes me feel like they are in love.
It's so funny.
It's amazing.
God, yeah, it just, I don't know, man. Like, I tried downloading TikTok because like Aki uses TikTok quite a bit.
We sound like boomers here. I'm trying to get understand
I tried
these kids
it.
Here.
I tried it.
I just can't do it.
Because I saw it was getting so big, so I was like, all right, well then, you know, because it is getting so big, there might be a chance one of these days where I might have to start using it, right?
Yeah, I scrolled through it and I just feel like I'm losing my mind.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I feel like my mind is going numb watching this stuff because it's so fast paced. You don't get a chance to do anything. You don't get a chance to like think. You just, all right, next.
It's just, it's like literally just, constantly just watching Instagram stories.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do it.
I never felt it's like too much information. I was in like a Black Mirror thing until I was watching YouTube Shorts and TikTok. Because like, you're not even watching the videos. You're just like consuming the videos.
And then you
scroll the next one, You don't even think, you just scroll, keep scrolling. And like on YouTube, at least you have that thing of like, well, I'm gonna look what I wanna watch. Oh, it doesn't look good. Okay, refresh the homepage. All right, refresh the homepage, look at the browse. You know, you have to actually think what you're about to watch.
Yeah.
But on TikTok and Shorts, they just feed it to you.
Yeah.
And you don't think. And it's weird, right? Like, I feel like we're getting to the point where content is being forced down your throat.
It's like
not where you're choosing to watch what you want.
Right. I mean, there's some content on TikTok which was just so weird because it's like, it was almost like hypnotic because there's some content that's just like, had obviously like millions and millions of views and it's just like some very oddly satisfying thing or something. I don't know. It's so hard to describe why I was like, not invested, but just like
intrigued
by it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call it like interesting content. It was just like, oh, that's a
entranced. Couldn't take your eyes away.
That's a bit interesting. All right, and next. Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Right,
okay. It wasn't like I was never like emotionally invested in any of this content, which is why I kind of felt like almost hypnotic in a way.
Because it doesn't give you the time to get emotionally invested, right? Because it's over in 6 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I've the only funny TikToks I've seen have been TikToks that have just like made its way into Twitter or YouTube compilations.
That's the thing. Yeah, yeah.
Like on TikTok, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Well, how do I
how
make
do you TikTok?
How do I make TikTok good? I want to know. I want to know where to find a good content.
Because you can't search. Don't. Like you can't search for anything. Like you can, but you'd have to sift through. Just like if you look up like a hashtag, right? That if you happen to find one, or like an audio file or something that you thought was kind of funny that's been used, right? Like you can search for that. But in order to find like the actual good shit, you just have to sift through so much unrelated shit.
I had like a few audios of mine, like get pretty big.
Yeah.
Like from my YouTube videos. Mm. And I was just like, what the fuck is this? Because it was like really bizarre things. Like there was one where it was about me like saying sucking dick or something.
Yeah.
And cosplaying. And there's so many people who used it to make TikToks. And I was so confused. Because it was like these like 13-year-old kids being like, there's no time to talk. I need to wear cosplay and suck dick or something. And I'm like, is this okay? What is going on? I'm so confused. And I was like, okay, hopefully people don't watch my videos. Because some of these kids look really young. What the fuck?
I've had a couple of TikToks where they've used my audio.
I like it though. I think it's interesting.
No, it's really cool because it's like, oh, that's, you know, that's kind of flattering that they thought it was funny.
I just feel like a boomer when I look at it. I'm like, what's going on?
But at the same time, I'm like, that's cool. But at the same time, I look at it, I'm like, why are you doing this?
I was thinking, surely I've said other things in order that are more entertaining and more useful than this.
Yeah, like of all the things I've said, you thought this was the funniest?
I mean, that's how the internet is, right? It just takes things off. I don't know.
It's weird. We don't know how to TikTok.
Yeah.
Have you ever like legitimately thought being like, I need to start a TikTok?
I mean, I'd like-
Because there's lots of YouTubers right now who are like starting TikToks now and like kind of getting into it.
I'm not convinced the TikTok audiences, well, the demographic I want.
Right.
I don't know. I like the demographic I have right now.
Mm. Yeah.
I like just chill and do my own thing, streaming games.
I mean, I think we've grown up, we've made an audience that like us for us, luckily enough, and like the content we make. I don't feel like I need to move myself on a different platform just because that platform is getting popular, right? It's kind of like-
Yeah, we've definitely grown with that. Well, our audience has grown with us, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like why I get so many messages about this, about, Gone, why don't you use Instagram? Why don't you post more on Instagram?
Why don't you?
It's the simple answer of, I'm shit at taking photos, okay? I just forget to document my life. I'm sorry.
I feel that.
And it's just, you know,
That's why I get my girlfriend to take photos of me, because I'm so shit at taking photos of myself.
And it's just like, you know, you get brands coming to you be like, oh, Instagram's the, you know, Instagram's got the most viewers and the most like audience and the biggest numbers. And I'm just like, well, is that really valuable? Just going on a platform just because it's got big numbers and a big audience? Yeah. Or is it like, as a content creator, I find it's way more valuable, even if you're promoting to a smaller audience, that it's an audience that is more suitable for the stuff that you're making, right? So I'm not going to make a TikTok just because it's popular unless I think I actually like TikTok or I think I can make good TikToks, you know? Because otherwise I'm going to get a bunch of audience that I don't understand. And then I will literally be the boomer then, you know, when it's just like, oh, let's connect with the kids. Everyone's having a TikTok nowadays.
Here's my TikTok of me making out with Bakugo.
maybe I would take off that. Maybe I could do it.
God, making out with Bakugo. But you know who else has a TikTok or who doesn't have a TikTok? Our patrons. I don't know. I tried to fucking use TikTok.
That was a terrible outro. Shout out to the patrons that are on screen right now who don't do terrible outros.
I tried to somehow segue it from TikTok. It just didn't work.
That was the worst segue.
Yeah, I was like, you know that group of audience members that do this thing but also don't do this thing? These guys.
Pretty sure like the fuck, you rode the segue and just fucking crashed into a train, man.
Crashed into the fucking
wall. Right off a cliff, that went. But hey, if you'd like to join the Patreon and support the show, then make sure to go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/trashtaste. Also follow us on Twitter, send us your memes on the subreddit, and if you hate our face, listen to us on Spotify. Yeah.
And that's been pretty much the boomer episode of Trash Taste. We are getting old.
I'm 25, man. Quarter of a century old, as I prefer to say.
Wow.
Look at this baby. Look at this baby.
I've probably aged mentally the most.
Yeah. You are the closest to death.
I've been considering getting a lawnmower that I can sit on.
To be fair, there are times where I'm like, that looks lit.
Oh, you know if I'm getting a lawn, I'm getting a lawnmower I can sit on.
Hell yeah, dude.
With a slot for my TikTok phone enabled.
so I can watch all the people making out with Bakugo. As I mow my lawn.
On my OLED 4K phone.
God, you know how, like, you know the first time I felt old? The first time I
got- like a bonus trash taste.
Bonus trash taste. We're over. I just need to say this. Okay. The first time I got excited about buying furniture, I was like, yep, it's over for me. But now that I'm moving, God damn, I'm so excited to refurnish my place, man.
Dude, when that new washing machine came in, I was like, dude, fuck the hype I felt for all these games. This is where the real hype is at, dude.
I'm excited to cable manage. Yeah. I can't wait to do it properly. I've done it wrong. Anyway.
Are you keeping up with us, kids?
Anyway, we'll continue this on the next Trash Taste when we are moved in.
Well, thanks for watching, guys, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.